give me the offensive lineman for the Packers who was last introduced during pregame introductions.
Kramer.
Not as incorrect. That's a good guess, Kramer, because, you know, he was on that line. So it's not Kramer, and it's not Forrest Gregg, and it's not Thurston. So there's only a couple more. Jesus Christ, only a couple of more. Rick in Tucson. Rick, good afternoon.
How's it going?
All right, Rick, I'm doing well. The final Packer offensive lineman announced during pregame introductions in Super Bowl I.
Gillingham.
No, it's not him. Now, there's only one more. There is only one more. That's it. One more. It's not Gail Gillingham. It's not Jerry Kramer. It is not Jim Ringo. It is not Bill Curry. It is not Fuzzy. There's one more. That's it. Manny in Jacksonville. Super Bowl I. Manny, final Packer offensive lineman announced during pregame introductions.
I don't know.
Take a guess.
That one, I don't know.
Jack Lord. No, that's not the answer. From Hawaii 5-0. Ryan in Atlanta. Super Bowl I. Final Packer offensive lineman announced during pregame introductions was who?
Jerry Kramer.
No, it's not Jerry Kramer. It is not Fuzzy Thurston. It is not Gail Gillingham. It is not Fuzzy Zeller. It is not Jim Ringo, wasn't there? It is not. No, it's not Bill Curry. Who is the goddamn offensive lineman who was announced lastly in that stupid, asinine, crappy, garbage, terrible production game by NFL Network? Who is the offensive lineman, goddammit? Larry, Naples, who's the offensive lineman?
Oh, Chris, you always put me in a hole, buddy. You always put me on a hole.
Who is it?
Give me the ones that already mentioned.
No! Listen, Larry, listen! Who? What was it?
Forrest Gregg.
No, I said it's not Forrest Gregg, goddammit! It's not Forrest Gregg! It is not Jerry Kramer! It is not Fuzzy Thurston. It's not Mel Hine. It's not Vince Lombardi. It's not Ray Nitschke. It's not Mike Webster. It is not Anthony Munoz. Jeff in Florida. Who's the lineman? Jeff! Wake up! Who's the lineman? Dead! This is the garbage you give me! Zach in Philly. Zach, who's the lineman?
What, Seth? And I'm going to say Bill Curry?
No, I just said it was Bill Curry, goddammit! No! It is not Bill Curry! It is not Fuzzy Thurston! It's not Forrest Gregg! It's not Jerry Kramer! Oh, it's not Big Bob Brown! Who is the goddamn lineman? Short in New Haven. Who's the lineman?
Which lineman do you want to know?
The offensive lineman. This is part of the mob. He get it right. The last offensive lineman.
This is so
Packers introduced Super Bowl I. Who is it?
Taking.
Yes.
All right. It's got to be between Bob Skowronski and Tony Mandarich.
Boo.
I'll say Bob Skowronski.
Boo, Indy. Boo, Indy Testaburger. Boo. Boo, Indy. Boo, Indy.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
How are you doing, buddy, by the way?
I'm doing good.
You're listening to Squeaky Small Talk on More Like Radio.
You know what? When he talks, he sounds like what I picture Jay Leno when he's kind of reading out loud, like to himself. Like Jay Leno reading the paper on a train. That's what.
The economy, I was probably pulling out my money on my stock. The stock aren't looking good. I'll go one more in the commodity.
He said two words.
I wonder what I'm going to talk about on the show tonight, guys.
Jay Leno reading to himself. That's my new impression, folks.
Oh, the new Ford book, guys. I like the new Ford. The 250 is probably better still than the 350. Impressively. That's mild.
Jay Leno talking to himself is actually very good.
Oh, look at that classified with a typo. I'm gonna tear that out and put it in my pocket. I'm gonna make millions.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to DealFlix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's DealFlix.com, promo code MLR.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
But it.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on More Like.
You're listening to Dutch and Royce.
Are we?
On morelikeradio.com. Apparently somebody isn't a sports talk radio fan. I thought that.
Oh, no, that's not why. I was talking about the botched intro.
Huh?
The botched intro.
What? I'm sorry. Something's going on with my hand over here. I can't really hear you. But I'm Joel Dutch Van Wagenen here. That's Royce Lopez.
I mean, I get talk, but if you could barely hear me, I don't know what the point is.
Well, I fixed it. I hear you now. I'm Marie Lopez.
This is going great.
Mitch Heil.
I really liked hearing the previously on twice.
Yeah, that I forgot to hit the check thing. So I played it last week, but then it started playing the one from week before because I forgot to pull it out of the playlist. So Sherry Dahl.
Hey.
And Johnny Cakesonzeri.
Good day, mate.
If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780 or go to morelikeradio.com/live to join in the chat room and see the video and watch me fuck up an intro. So.
Woo!
But, yeah, what'd you guys do this week?
Who are you going to ask first? Let's all not jump up.
It's an open question. Whoever wants to jump in does it. I mean, I don't know why you guys need me to hold your hand. We've been doing this for how many years now?
But your hands are so soft.
Are they?
Are they?
I had my trip to Baltimore.
I don't know.
What happened in Baltimore?
Yeah, what'd you do in Baltimore?
Friend of mine was getting married.
Ooh. I was have to ask, how was the DJ?
He was actually a dick.
Why? Did he not want to play one of your songs?
So Dutch was
well,
there?
Well, yeah, like he mentioned when we got to the reception, he was like, okay, you know, taking requests. And then I eventually, you know, I give him a couple songs or whatever. I walk over and I go, hey, can I make some requests? And he like looks
what
at me
requests?
Like
requests. That's a big thing because I get
Mambo
that
number five.
Yeah, no, I get some requests. And it's like nobody's going to dance to Freebird. Like I'm not playing that.
I asked for two songs. I asked, well, actually three songs. I asked if he could play. And I said in no particular order, you know, because I understand, you know, you got other songs, whatever. The Wobble.
Okay.
The Dougie. That,
okay.
And also Work by Rihanna.
Now, the first two I get because they're line dance type songs and everybody knows how to do those. Now, why did he play any of your songs?
He played one of them, but he looked at me and he showed me like a paper and he's like, I got a list, I got a schedule to go with, so I may not be able to get any of your songs in.
Okay, well, he told you ahead of time. At least he didn't. My move is, oh yeah, I'll get to it if I have it. And then if they come back later and be like, "Oh, I just made my song," well, I don't have it.
So this is a little bit of a side note, but Sherry has never heard Work before, and I introduced it to her today.
And then, which is why he was singing it the way he was, and right before the show. I saw a little piggy video and he was, the little miniature piggy was twerking and I'm like, how have I never heard of this before and it keeps coming up in my life and then John says it and then I'm just dying. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is like that Work song, like there's,
how does
like
it go? I don't remember.
There's a dance group that I'm with that we go to, comic book conventions and they pay us.
You're in a dance group?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, you're in a dance group.
Never heard this before.
What kind of dance?
It's a cosplay themed like.
John has said this before.
It has like dances in them.
John has said this before. John, I listen to your stories.
Thank you, Marie.
I listen. I just don't care or retain.
Yeah, I don't retain either.
It's that you say a dance group and then we forget it's a cosplay thing first because you hear dance.
Yeah,
groups.
You really shouldn't call it a dance troupe because it sounds like it's when you say dance troupe, it's not what you're doing. When you say dance troupe, it's like people that do flash mobs and it.
Well,
yeah.
We do like 20 person choreography.
I always think of like stomp the yard type shit.
Yeah, like that's not a dance group.
We do 20 person choreographed dance numbers.
Who choreographs it?
Where and when?
Who choreographs it?
There's girls that are in the group that actually and Nakia. Nakia is one of the people that actually choreographs.
Okay, Nakia's a choreographer. I know Nakia. I don't know the other girls. I know Nakia. The one thing I could tell you that I know about Nakia is he is not a professionally trained dancer. He is not a choreographer. He just happens to be a black guy. That doesn't mean you're a good dancer.
Fully qualified.
So
have you
first
ever
off,
seen the guy dance?
Yes, I have. But that doesn't make you a choreographed dancer. Just because you know how to dance, knowing how to dance.
What if they're good?
Knowing
Token
how to
you're on the base.
Yeah, knowing how to dance and being a choreographer. Like that's like being a good baseball player and being a coach. You could be a really good baseball player. It does not make you a good coach. Am I making sense?
You're not actually.
I'm not.
I get it, but nobody else on the show likes sports apparently. So
no, but you understand what I'm saying though. Like it's like just because you're a good dancer doesn't make you a good choreographer. You know what I mean? Like you just happen to be a good dancer.
Is it choreographer or choreographer?
Whatever. I don't fucking know. What do
choreographer
I
don't know is? The,
I'm actually asking because I have no idea.
Choreographer is the it's person. Well, if I could say it right, it is the person who does the choreography.
I would respect it more if you were to go. Yeah, we go to conventions and dress up and have fun and just you know dance around. But you're trying to sell it like you're not a hardcore choreographer. You're not a Broadway style show.
I didn't say I was. You're just
you called it a dance troupe and said you have choreographers.
I didn't know what the fuck can call it, Royce? What the fuck do you want me to call it?
It's just a group of people that dance.
Holy fucking shit!
Hold on. I'm still confused. So where do you guys do your choreography grafted dances?
Wherever there's a comic book convention that's in the state of Florida.
So you guys just like what will break out flash mob style like Royce was saying? Or
no,
do you guys actually like get time
like
on the
how,
stage?
No, yeah, we have time on the stage.
How many of these numbers have you done?
Three.
Do they have a name?
I have done three. They've been doing this since 2008.
Do they have a name?
Yeah, the 3000 Brigade.
The 3000 Brigade. Are there any videos online?
Yeah.
Let's see. Are you in any of them, do you think?
I'm not sure because I've only been in one that they actually filmed.
3000.
Is the website 3000brigade.com?
Yes.
I'm just looking on YouTube.
3000 Brigade. Like they have their own YouTube page.
What?
Okay.
I'm here we go. I found one. Let me pull it up. 3000 Brigade ending. Florida SuperCon 2010. 3000 Brigade ending dance. How about that? Is that fair for everyone? Let's play that. Here we go. Okay. I'm gonna call a veto and maybe find one that's professionally filmed because that's.
I don't know
off
if you're gonna find one.
Hey, do you know
filmed.
Do they have all these like labeled? So do you know which one you were on?
Oh yeah, how about that? Yeah,
what, Smash Bros.
Yeah,
or
what
the Hostile Takeover?
Or what con did you do it in? How about that?
There was one last year at MizuCon that I know for a fact that they filmed.
MizuCon? Okay.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
What was the theme? Because they all have themes. It's
video game, you know, like Nintendo, Capcom, Konami.
They don't have anything new. The earliest thing I'm seeing
show
from
nine.
Is 2012.
Yeah. Well, no, I hear September 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Game on Smash Bros. Is that right?
Yeah.
Post it in the chat, Dutch. I could grab it.
Here, I'll get it for you.
And the
Let's
MLR
see, part
chat.
Part 3 finale. Were you in that?
I mean, I was the main character of the one that was at MizuCon, so.
All right, here we go.
Did you post it in the chat?
Maybe this is the right. Yeah, I just posted it in the chat.
All right, I'll pop it up here. This might be a Game on Smash Brothers. Here we go. Okay, this. All right, at least the production value is better on this one. Here we go.
Is this a song you did it to?
No, not this one.
Well, let's at least see it. Oh, this is part 3, the finale. Which one? Were you in?
Well, no, the
know?
Other ones are like a half hour long. This is the shortest one I have.
Okay. I was trying to find one with John in, but okay.
I'm trying too, but he's not giving us any clues because I don't think he did it.
Whatever, man.
No, he did it. Is it? Oh, wait. Smash. Do you know if you're a part one, part two, or part three? How about that?
Honestly, at this point, I don't know if it's even on YouTube because I was in the entire show, part one, part two, part three, even.
What were you dressed as?
I was Dipper from.
I seen a Kia. I seen a Kia.
Oh, you do?
From a cartoon.
Yeah, no, the Kia is definitely there.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
I mean, a Kia is easy to see. He's the only black guy.
He's the only black guy in the whole group.
Well, that one's getting a lot of applause.
Yeah.
Is that the crowd or coming from
the
speakers?
No, that's coming from the speakers.
Oh.
Wow, I had no idea that this world existed.
No, neither did I.
There's a sizable crowd there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a con. Of course there's a sizable crowd.
And they have a pretty big following, too.
Cool.
Why don't you ever share any of these videos?
I did. I shared it on my Facebook.
Well, could you? Then why didn't you send us that? We're sitting there searching for it.
But then I also could have sworn. I also could have sworn mentioned to you guys that you got. No. Why am I going to do that?
You did. You did.
Because we're talking.
Hold on. Hold on.
Asshole.
Hold on. You did mention it, but.
Well, fucking get snippy with me. We're talking about.
He's mad at Dutch. Relax. He's mad at me because I was being mean to him. He's taking out on you.
Dude, you don't have to get pissed at me. Like, we're fucking talking about this right now. Like, that's the topic that we're talking.
What I'm saying is that I remember talking about it, but you said they filmed it, and you said when it was up, you would bring it up. So, yes, you did, but I would like to see it because it's interesting. Now, I think everybody, all the listeners, want to see what you do. Whether you like what I'm saying or not, I think people want to see it. So, if you share it,
everyone's entitled to their opinion, but, like, you have, like the most negative opinion over
anything. Yeah, duh. Have you ever met me? Oh, like, seriously. Yeah, it's... Oh, come on, John. I'm not even going to start. If we're doing radio so long, if you're legitimately getting upset because I made fun of you dancing with your friends in costume, then you have not known me for fucking 10 years.
We've made fun of way worse. We've all taken hits on
this show.
I
have taken beatings.
Why is this the thing you're, like, all so protected about?
Everyone can tell you.
Shared it on your Facebook page months ago. Go,
Dutch,
you don't want to send it to us.
Now this is a different topic. Instead of having fun and joking around,
yeah,
Dutch, listen, I get mad at Dutch a lot, but Dutch has taken beatings. I have taken beatings.
Massive.
Everybody takes beatings, and none of us get like, ugh. So
well, why?
You do. Exactly. And you've also beaten people in my house. But regardless, all I'm saying is, why are you getting... this is so weird. I never thought me joking you. This is what you would get defensive about. Like, exactly. We all take beatings. It's like if all of a sudden I go, man, Dutch, you dance like an idiot. Then if that were to just set him off and he just got pissed. Like, it would be weird. You know?
We played me and my shitty band videos a couple weeks ago. I mean, like, dude, it's just... whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Forget it. He doesn't want to talk about it. It's fine.
I'm trying to find videos. What I'm doing. I'm focusing and trying to find.
Yeah,
videos.
Ma has a good point, John. You had no problem with being spanked and waxed, but you're upset because we're jocking you a little bit on this. Who cares? Like, what does it matter?
I didn't say I was upset at anybody. I'm just going with the flow. You say I'm upset. I'm upset with you.
Yeah, all right, dude. All right. Come
it's
on.
Gonna be like that. Then whatever.
If you're gonna pretend you weren't mad, then we can't even talk.
Hey, Mitch and Sherry, what'd you guys do this weekend?
Hey. We got a new oven.
Whoa.
It's not even a new oven. It's an old, it's a used
remember
oven.
Remember when we used to have oven as our politically correct term?
Yeah. Now I remember.
I don't remember that.
When did we stop doing that?
Way before you.
Yeah, that was before you.
Yeah. Man, that was old.
And I think that was before even Mitch joined the show is when we were doing that show.
I was in the chat room at the time.
Wow. Okay. I don't even remember why we did that.
Is your oven good?
Yeah, my grandma likes to just buy things. So she's like, I want an oven with two, or I want a stove with two ovens. So she just upgraded and her oven's perfectly fine. I'm like, Grandma, I want it. I'll take it.
She didn't know. You didn't even ask. You didn't even say, I'll take it. She said, do you want it?
No, I was like, so Grandma, what are you going to do with them? Oh, do you want it? Yes, please.
I'm going to plant flowers in them.
Yeah, so that now we're going to have. Now we're going to have two stoves in the garage and then one in our house.
Hopefully we can sell them in a garage
because
sale.
Because when we bought the house, we had an electric house or we had an electric stove.
An electric house.
Yeah. Electric houses are good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for the show.
As opposed to like a steam-powered house.
Right. We had an electric stove and Sherry didn't like it because she couldn't can anything on it. And it's hard to cook on them.
It took like 2 hours to boil water.
Yeah, it was shitty. So... We got
2 hours.
It was bad.
It still had wood paneling decor on it, fake wood paneling.
I was going to say, it sounds like one of those easy bake ovens that you have when you're
60
trying to make
a light bulb in it.
Yeah.
So then we got a gas stove from Sherry's friend.
She had just bought a house shortly after us, and she completely gutted her kitchen, and it was like a terrible almond smoker's color. So we painted it, and I used the wrong kind of appliance paint.
I want to point something out also real quick, if I can. Right now, we could be having fun, laughing about John's videos, dancing friends. But instead,
we're
talking about it's Dutch and Royce. So remember that.
We talk about personal stories.
I was telling you guys how I was going to Baltimore, and you guys focused on the fact that I'm in a dance troupe.
You
brought it up, dude. No, I'm not giving you any leeway on this one.
I didn't tell you to bring it up. I didn't say, John, what you brought it up. Okay, you went to Baltimore. That's fine. You want to talk about Baltimore?
Yeah, part of the story. I was saying I was asking a guy if he can do the song Work, because I've been working on the dance number for that and I was going to dance to it.
Oh, and by the way, Rorschach in the chat, I don't think Royce has ever gotten this upset even at me. Yeah, that's because I like John and I care for him, and it upsets me when I hurt his feelings. I don't give a shit about you, Rorschach. So just
then I'm not like being upset at you, but if you're going to
You were upset. No, you were upset. I'm not going to, I want to move on, but I can move on easier if you go, yeah, bro, I was a little upset. It was stupid, whatever. But if you're saying you weren't, that's crap. I'm upset. I'm not going to lie. I'm upset.
Yeah, I am an upset boy. Stupid, whatever. Let's move on.
Perfect. See, now it's great. Now I want to hear about these ovens.
This is what I wanted to point out, because they said they painted their oven.
Yes.
What kind of northern hillbillies do that?
It was that disgusting smoker yellow.
Paint a fucking appliance.
Am I the only one?
You paint your car. You paint your fence.
We didn't paint our shed. We took our shed down.
Am I the only one hoping they painted their oven with lead paint? Am I the only one hoping?
No, it wasn't far from.
We used appliance paint for the oven. Turns out.
Where do they sell that?
Home Depot.
Appliance
paint. I've never been that white. I don't know that many. I've never been that white trash, so I've never had to buy a.
You have.
Because we had a freezer that we painted too.
What color?
You're not supposed to paint appliances. Yeah. You're supposed to
buy new ones.
Match the existing shit.
Yeah.
You know what's happening?
It came with the house.
I'm going to apologize right here. I just got myself, because John was mad enough to apologize. I'm going to apologize right now. I'm not even mad at Sherry. But here's the thing. I am so egotistical. I'm going to pretend you did. So now I'm taking my previous anger out, which I'm just getting over now, on Mitch and Sherry, and all they did was paint their stuff. I'm sorry, guys.
All they did was paint their stuff. You don't paint appliances. Okay. I see the before and after pictures that you're posting there. It's not real. Like, if you try and paint a formerly black fridge gray, you can tell. You can always tell, like, when someone hand paints their car or whatever. It's like,
Our freezer looks brand new after we painted
it. Stainless steel. That's fucking, you painted that.
Not going to use stainless steel paint. But it turns out there's actually two types of appliance paints. There's regular appliance paint, and then there's high temperature appliance paint. I did not use the high temperature one. So for the first probably 2 weeks of cooking in our house, it smelled like carbon.
You're getting chemical poisoning?
Yeah, so we were dying. So.
Oh, God.
So eventually the smell went away, but then Sherry's grandma was like, I have a stove. You can have it. So we went up and got it.
And we drugged our dog.
So, oh, yeah, we found a dog. Drugs work amazing.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that.
What do you mean you drug your dog?
Well, Sterling has a...
asshole.
He's excitable.
Symptom.
Yes, he's very excitable.
Sterling has what you call asshole owners. Yes. And then I love it, because Sterling takes after them, and then they get mad at him. I think it's beautiful. Yeah.
Why are you acting exactly like us?
Mitch is super annoying, and then when Sterling does it to him, he's like, God, how does someone live with something like that?
I don't know. Where you learn this from?
No idea. Sorry.
So in the cars, he likes to bark and pace and whine a lot. So we found out that you can buy dog drugs, which calm them down. And they worked amazingly.
Now, kind of drugs are they? Like, what are they?
Speaking of dog drugs,
It's like ginseng and valerian root and shit like that.
Mitch, stop talking. Joel, I want to hear about yours.
I got to give dude his medicine. I forgot I was supposed to do it at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry.
Go give dude his medicine.
He almost died.
I know. You're allowed. Go. You're allowed. Go. Go.
Go take care of your dog.
Okay, now that Dutch is gone, can we bring up how he looks terrible with a shaved face?
Because really
does. I am really bugged.
I don't
want
to talk about that. I want to talk about the gorgeous appliance colors that you can. You can paint appliances. Thank you. This is news to me. Look at this gorgeous green that somebody did. What? That is lovely.
I would not do that.
That is lovely.
I'm gonna stick with the regulars, the white and black and.
I was thinking of painting it like black people paint their car, where like three different colors and it shines with little diamonds in it. Maybe put some TVs in it.
Right.
What do you think? Oh.
Now you can maybe some underglow.
Oh, underglow. Yeah. That's the thing, though. I don't want to get pulled over every 5 minutes, so I'm not going to do that. I love how mad they get. Like, you know, I'm not Mr. Police, but like when they have the big letters on their, it's obstructing their driving and cops pull them over. Right. Why are you messing with me? I don't know, dude, because you have a fucking billboard on your fucking windshield.
Oh, I saw a truck that had like Stingray, or it had like the Viper or something in its windshield. Mm. Like, that's clearly not a Viper. That's definitely a truck.
Yeah.
They put the wrong name.
But
Sherry has a coworker who is very fond of his, what is it, a cube?
Yeah.
So this guy has a cube.
Like the car, the cube?
Yeah, the car, the car thing, the cube cars.
Yeah.
And he has it decked out. He has a roof rack with really bright LED lights on the top of it. He has, are they pink rims? What are
they? No, 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 no.
Oh, that's
like
a different one.
It's white and the bottom is trimmed in like a bright blue.
Yeah. And he's like, I used to have underglow on there, but I had to take it off. It's not hooked up right now or something. I'm like, that's a lot of work and money to put into a cube.
He's 19.
Well, at 19, I knew a cube sucked.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, for all the money you put in there, you could have got a better car than a fucking cube.
Right.
Those are ugly, by the way. I don't know why anyone drives those.
Naming a cube was just a poor idea for a car.
Every time I see, the cars that piss me off the most are the smart cars. Every time I see one, and Marie could tell you this, 100% of the time I go, I bet you I could flip that car. I want to one day, if there was a way not to get in trouble while like a woman's in a, or a man, doesn't matter, in a smart car, just walk up and flip it over with them inside of them. Just see what they say. Oh, yeah, look at that cube. It's disgusting.
So bad.
It looks like it has all the style of a cargo van with none of the room.
It looks like it runs on farts.
Yeah, no, it really does.
And it has the window on one side wraps around, but not the other.
Right. Yeah, that's right, because the door doesn't open up, it opens out.
So last week about this time, he's like, blah, 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 I move out of my apartment on Friday, and then I move in with my fiance on Sunday. And he goes, so I'm just going to sleep in my car on Friday night. I'm like, no, you're not. I have a perfectly fine guest bed. Mitch won't care. You can sleep in there. He goes, but my car is like the size of a king-size bed. I'm like, doesn't matter.
The entire car.
The size
of a king size bed.
So I came home and I'm like, Mitch, I took home a stray puppy coming over Friday, by the way.
Well, Sherry, you're a nice person, and I'm sure that he was very grateful that he doesn't have to sleep in his cube car that runs on farts.
I was like, where would you sleep in your car? He goes, well, I still have the garage at the old apartment, or in the back of the restaurant. I'm like, no.
By the way, did you ever finish painting your appliance? Did we ever get to that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, they're finished.
But now we got a new one.
Yeah, now we got a new one.
Well, we just put an offer in on a house because we've been running.
What?
Yeah. Well, you know that. We told you off air. Oh, you're pretending for the show. Okay, cool.
No. Yeah.
Sorry. Let's do it again.
Okay. Right.
Ready? Take two. Yeah, ready? Okay. Here we go. So, yeah, we just put an offer in for a house.
What?
Yeah,
I know.
You told me in Facebook.
No, you're doing it. All right. Let's see if John could. John.
Yes, sir.
I just put an offer on a house.
What?
That is how you do it. Now, anyway.
That's legitimate.
We put an offer on a house because we've been renting and we figured we fucking should start putting money into something we're going to own. So,
amen, brother.
We wanted to be adults for a second.
I have a suggestion for a housewarming party.
Okay.
Theme.
Kill the Jews.
No.
That did not work for Hitler.
Save the Jews.
Save the
Clue.
Jews. Clue?
Huh?
Well, we have to murder someone.
We have to kill somebody in the
new house.
Come on.
And then find out who done it.
fucking done it.
So like real life Clue, not just the stupid board game.
So anyway, we put a and yes, John, I like that. But we put an offer in, and now we're going through the whole. Anyone that's bought a house knows it's the most frustrating thing in the world.
It's not that frustrating. You only have to.
Frustrating as trying to get an apartment.
It's fucking worse. It's getting an apartment's tough.
If you like printing out hundreds of papers and signing your initials on things that you don't understand, then yeah.
So
really,
so we found that. So we got that. We put an offer in the house. We really like it. So we're going through all the home inspections, and you start setting them up. And one of the inspections, at least, I think it's everywhere, but at least in Florida, I'm sure you guys have to do a termite inspection.
We have to do termites here.
We have to do termite
inspection. Did you have to do termites?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I don't think Minnesota has termites.
Termites is a big problem.
They freeze and die. They freeze and die.
It's a big problem here. So the termite guy actually showed up a half an hour early. Royce was there on time. I was not.
I call him because first they said, oh, use Terminex. And I'm like, they wanted too much money. And this guy's like, no, I know the paperwork. You need no problem. I'll be there. It's $50. His name, Joe's Pest Control. Guy shows up, Hispanic, but
what?
He looks just like Elvis. He has
what?
This.
No way.
Yeah.
Like the sideburns and everything?
Yes, dude. This is crazy, okay? So he has the sideburns. And I think maybe he's just a guy who still likes sideburns. And he has the hair. He's, you know, he likes fat Elvis. He's older. He's like a fat Elvis.
I had the same thought, too. It was like, maybe he just likes that hairstyle.
Right. And he's also like, but he's
did he have the same mannerisms? Like, hey, hello.
No.
He was acting like a normal.
What? He's
a normal Joe Schmo.
He's Hispanic, but he also speaks English. So he's been in the country, you know, in the U.S. for like 50 years. But he speaks both English and Spanish. So I was talking to him in Spanish for a while. And in English and you know, just figuring out what he was about, whatever. And he's like, you know, I've been in Florida for I don't know how long and I've never been to Miami. And I'm like, you never been to Miami? That's so weird. Like, it's like 3 hours away. Like, no, that's like someone in Miami saying I've never been to Disney. Like, why? It's you go there. It's easy. Anyway,
Andy Bear.
He goes, well, no, whenever I have vacation, I go to Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm thinking to myself, Memphis, Tennessee, you might have family there. He goes, no. I like doing the Elvis I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, he really is an Elvis impersonator.
I want to point out,
only Royce Lopez can find the only Puerto Rican Elvis impersonator in the state of Florida who does termite inspections. The guy was ridiculous. He was nice, super nice. I'm not going to say he was super nice.
And he did a good job.
He did a great job. Awesome. But a Puerto Rican Elvis did my termite inspection for my home.
So Royce is already having the Elvis conversations as I'm walking in. Yeah. But I saw the guy first, and my first thought was, this guy really looks like Elvis.
Yeah. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
I was like, is this really what this guy's going for here? And then I walk in, I'm like, oh, thank God, he's an Elvis impersonator. I was worried for a second.
So he goes, yeah, I just go to Memphis. You know, I love Elvis. And I'm like, no shit. I really felt like the scene from The Wedding Singer. Do you like Flock of Seagulls? No, but I bet you do.
Exactly.
Like, it was just. So.
Was he fat Elvis or skinny
fat,
Elvis?
Fat. He was older Elvis. Like, think old Elvis before he died Elvis.
Yep.
Like that Elvis.
Like, he's been drinking so much his cheeks were puffy.
Right. It was.
And his face was too round.
So then
he has to sing songs in Spanish then.
He must. Dude, Puerto Rican Elvis was my favorite. And by the way, I talked to him. I couldn't stop talking to him.
He was so nice.
I couldn't stop talking to Puerto Rican Elvis. I mean, and then he did the termite inspection. Great. So everything was fine. And then, oh, puppy. Sorry, Duchess.
You should have had
puppy.
You should have him do Sherry and Mitch's wedding.
The termite inspection for it?
Well, I'm sure they won't have termites.
You guys want an Elvis impersonator who's also Puerto Rican?
Oh, I thought you meant we needed a termite inspection for our wedding. I was confused.
Well,
for a second.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll check it out for you if you need it.
But yeah, man, buying a home is such a fucking... Yeah, Dutch, I don't know if you heard, but Marie and I put an offer on a home. We're buying a home.
We're trying.
There you go. I had it on the...
So you heard Puerto Rican Elvis story. So yeah, anyway. So then, that's like one of the most... and by the way, I want to say, what up to my realtor, Fernando, because now he's a fan of the show. Him and his wife love the show.
Fernando.
Fernando.
So anyway, we're...
Yeah, hey, Fernando, just as a side note, don't piss them off because they will blast you in front of all of our listeners.
But no, mm-hmm. Fernando's really nice. He's a nice guy.
I'm sure he is. Out there to clean up. Just saying. I'm just preemptively warning him.
He's giving a warning that he
Royce takes no prisoners.
Why are you giving
him... He's kind of a piece of shit is what we're trying to say.
Why are you giving him the speech like Walter White gave Hank in the last season of Breaking Bad?
Because
tread lightly.
Danger.
Yeah, I'm the danger. I'm the one who
If
knocks.
I am who you say I am.
I would tread lightly. No, but yeah, man, this process is nuts, dude. Like you have so many ups and downs because, you know, you're excited you're getting a home, but then you're like, is this the right home? And like, is this it? And we looked at a lot of fucking houses.
I am both excited and terrified simultaneously and have been for the last week.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we're doing that. It's going
to
be awesome. But
are you guys doing a housewarming party or something?
Oh, absolutely.
No one is ever invited to the house.
Ever. We're going to live alone and not talk to anybody.
We're going
to
bunker down. Triple lock.
The house Yuki Realm.
Oh, yes, exactly. Oh, another something else. So then I'm also talking to the current owner of the house. Really nice guy. And I go, so, you know, what do you have for internet service here? Is it Bright House? Is it Verizon? Like, what do you have? He's like, oh, I don't know. I don't have internet.
What?
And I looked at him and I'm like,
what?
The guy's only like 40 something. So it's not like he's like old or anything. I'm like,
oh, he's like an old hipster.
You guys don't have. No, he's not. The guy was in the Air Force. No, in the Navy. Sorry, in the Navy. And he's going back to
he's an old swab.
He's going back to Afghanistan for a year and a half. He was telling me
maybe he's too paranoid about the Patriot Act and he doesn't want his government spying on him because he knows what they can do.
Something's up because he doesn't have internet, but he does have cameras.
He has
all
a
in
lot
the
of cameras.
Like, he's all these
I promised the government I wasn't going to do it anymore, but they gave me enough money. Last tour.
He's like a Rambo, but he's like an accountant. Like they brought him out of retirement to do their books. Like
imagine
really
if Rambo was an accountant. Hey, I gotta file these with the clerk.
Can I say that John sounded exactly like Rich Little on Johnny Carson? Imagine if Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
that was great. Even the setup was perfect.
Hey, my name is John Rambo. I'm gonna be your accountant for this evening.
Not only did he not have internet, but they also have the smallest living room TV I'd ever seen. And Royce, did you even say that their cable wasn't hooked up, that they just had a DVD player?
Yeah, dude. So then I'm looking at their TV and I look down and I'm like, I'm seeing what it's plugged into. Not a cable box, not even a wall, not an antenna. An old portable DVD player that was hooked up with RCA cables to a TV. I'm like,
I haven't seen one of those.
I know. And I was like, what do they do here? Do they just sit quietly until the next day comes? Like, do they just sit down and go, it is now morning. I must consume my human activities because I am a human and not an alien. And just
I survived the evening.
Yeah.
I mean, even in Afghanistan, we had PlayStations and Xboxes.
I don't understand what they do. I mean, they're really nice. I'm not saying they're not. They're really nice. But I'm not worried about him listening because he doesn't have internet. So it's not even a concern.
Hold on, I gotta take a call on my Razor.
Yeah. But yeah,
it's got a sat phone.
But Jesus Christ, like, they have all these fucking papers that you don't fucking know. Like it's and this is because of the we signed a Patriot Act paper. What the fuck is that?
I have to say I'm not a terrorist.
Yeah. You have to because that's how you stop terrorists, Dutch. You certify in a mortgage paper that your money is.
You got me.
Your money's not being used to fund terrorism.
That's a thing.
It says because of the Patriot Act, and then it cites the Patriot Act.
So
number.
What if you were one?
Then like you have to tell the truth.
Double secret charges or what?
You
happens?
Have to tell the truth or pay in cash.
Yeah, tell the truth. Tell the truth.
That's weird.
So it's dude, it's fucking weird. Like all these
have
new rules.
Have you had
rules,
to fax anything?
Yeah. Well, we haven't, but people have been faxing things. Like, yeah, that's how I learned fax machines still exist. Try to buy a house. That's how you learn fax machines exist.
It is shocking in the business world how much fax machines are still being
right?
used.
Right? Dude, thank you. That's a very good point. Like, nobody has a fax machine.
Mainly for signature shit.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
But there's still a company that's fucking making those stupid long roll toner things for fax machines.
Yeah.
And those are the worst, too, because we had them for our company in South Florida, and then you would get spam faxes. So they would kill your ink and just fax you these shitty things.
That's so true.
God, technology's so much better
that's
now.
That's not even fair.
It's like, here, $5 one-topping pizzas at Papa John's. Like, I don't want that in a fax.
Yeah, because having a fax machine requires having a landline.
Oh, Western Echo has a good point. Isn't putting people through this weekly 10 to midnight a form of terrorism?
That's We're not putting them through anything. They choose to listen to us.
Thank you, Sherry. Right. You tell that fucking Ukrainian piece of shit.
Yeah, just like 15-year-olds.
Dirty, smelly...
Russian.
Fucking Russian. Yeah,
yeah, I thought it was Russian.
Called Russian. Well, may as well be. That communist block.
He is.
Chameleon-eyed piece of shit.
But your girlfriend's cool. We like her.
Yeah, we like her.
Isn't that great? So basically,
how many times you've seen Eastern Promises?
So Dutch, basically, what we're saying is we like him like everybody else on this station. We just like their girlfriend, not them. That's what it is. Thinking, like, for example, I love Sherry, hate Mitch.
Aww.
Hate Mitch.
Everybody loves Kelsey. Nobody likes me.
Hates Dutch. Nobody
loves Marie. No one likes Royce. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I like Royce.
Everybody loves Deadpool John. Nobody actually likes real John.
Yeah, they like superhero John.
Mm-hmm.
I also like everybody's dogs more than the actual host.
That is true.
Speaking of dogs, can I get into what happened to me this last
week? Oh, yes.
Please tell us what happened.
So here's Dude.
Hi, Dude.
Hey, it's the Dude.
Hey,
here's
dickhead.
The Dude. Dick, yeah, Boner.
Such a dick.
Boner, Dude. So last week when I first introduced him to you guys, I literally had gotten him 2 hours earlier.
Now he's a little baby husky, right?
Little baby husky.
How old?
He's 7. Well, he's 8 weeks now. He's 7 weeks when I got him at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little concerned about that because generally 8 weeks is the cutoff time to. And I was like, whatever. I mean, it's close enough.
He got Sterling at 6.5 weeks.
I think it was like 5.
Well, because, you know, there's a whole litany of problems as far as separation anxiety and, you know, chewing and things that will happen. Whatever. So I get him. And the reason why I got him was because the breeder brought him and his remaining brother from the litter. And his brother was like whining and running around, was all crazy. And he, hence why I called him Dude, just kind of looked at me. Was just like, hey, man, like it reminded me of the Big Lebowski. And so that's, I just immediately was like, oh, okay, he's Dude.
Yeah, this husky really ties the whole room together.
That's a good one, buddy. So I was, you know, and the breeder was like, oh, yeah, he's really chill. He likes to sleep. He just kind of hangs out. He doesn't really whine that much. Well, day two rolls around. You know, I do the show with you guys, and I kind of noticed he's not really eating. He's drinking. He's walking around or whatever. He's not eating that much. But I did a whole ton of research on husky puppies and, like, you know, what the lead time is as far as them getting comfortable in your house. And they say, yeah, it usually takes about 3 days for them, you know, if they have diarrhea or if they throw up, whatever. That's just a common occurrence with this breed in them attempting to get used to their, because they're a pack dog and they don't like being away from their pack. So you, as the new family, has to establish as a new pack, yada, yada, yada. And here are things that can happen. So I didn't think anything of it. And then by like Thursday night, Kelsey and I started getting concerned. We were like, we haven't really seen him eat. He might've been eating during the night. I mean, he's pooping because he's having diarrhea, which was kind of like black tarish looking diarrhea, which I read that was normal. By the time I got home from work on Friday, because Kels was at work, and so he had been alone for about 5 hours, I get home, he's laying in his own piss and shit, barely breathing.
That's not good.
I go to pick him up, and he's just a limp. His head's flopping back or whatever, and I was like, oh, fuck. So I immediately got in the car and drove him to the animal hospital, because we have a hospital that's like nearby from us. And I go and I, you know, and they were like, oh, okay. And a nurse comes around and I go to like give her to the nurse, and the nurse like grabs the dog and goes, okay, come with me. And they immediately take him to the ICU. They put him on everything that you can imagine. And they were like, yeah, he's critical. Like,
poor
he's half alive.
Poor
and
dude.
I was like, oh my. And the whole time I'm sitting here trying to like let them know that I'm not an animal abuser. Like, I read on the internet that he said that, you know, with pack dogs, and I'm just sitting there trying to like justify that I'm not a horrible person. So immediately, he already had his first round of shots, and you guys, I don't know if you guys know that, I'm sure you do, but I'll explain it to the audience. Parvo is like the most common virus that puppies can get, and that's why they get vaccinations for them early on. And And apparently, well, according to the doctor, it was like, yeah, only 50% of dogs actually survive parvo.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, and I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, I killed dude. And so they do all the tests or whatever. And there was like, oh, yeah, he doesn't have that virus or whatever, but it could be another one. This, that, the other thing. Fast forward to, like, you know, he's in the intensive care unit and he had to be isolated for 3 days. He was in the hospital. In the last week, I've cried 3 times.
Yeah,
I might be lying. Like, I got attached to this little guy like immediately. And just knowing that he was sick that entire time. Mm-hmm. So the whole time I'm like blowing up the breeder's phone going, you sold me a sick dog, you piece of shit. I didn't say you piece of shit, but I was just like, I tried to be, because I only basically had her number. I didn't know where she lived because we met like at a neutral location. And so I was like, oh my God, like I'm never going to find out the actual history of this guy, of, you know, who the parents are. Maybe this is just some Mexican breeder that just takes, you know, shitty dying dogs and sells them to people for a profit, knowing that half of them will die. That's what I was thinking at the time.
Is that really a thing?
I don't know. I was just making up scenarios in my head, John. I was panicking. And so
it seems like that would actually be a thing. Someone just buys a whole round of dogs and just feeds them and gives them water, doesn't give them any shots.
Well, because I've been looking for a husky puppy for a long time, especially a male husky puppy, because they're a lot more low key than females. Females are really hyperactive and they always want to escape and things like that, whereas males, not so much. So when I finally found one that had one at a reasonable price, I immediately went for it. And then I was like, oh, God, these people prey on guys like me.
Of course.
Who are trying to find, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically, they ruled out like parvo or any of the other kind of awful viruses, but they were like, does he have brain damage? Like, has he ever run around like a regular puppy? And I'm like, no, I only had him for 3 days. I figured he was just chill and getting used to his new environment. Mm. And they're like, oh yeah, he might have brain damage
at this point.
So I'm sitting here thinking, I have a sickly, dying, retarded dog that is in the hospital for $100 an hour. Like, do I put him down? Like, Kelsey and I actually had a full conversation about it. Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And we both kind of came to the conclusion, like, let's just give him another day. Let's just see if any of the tests, you know, come up or anything like that. And the next time we went back in, because I went, you know, we went and visited him like every day that he was in. Just so he would like remember us.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were thinking, but whatever. So we go in and the second day we were there, they were like, oh yeah, by the way, the night staff found a tick.
Uh-oh.
On his tail.
Oh no.
I was like, really? Like, I pet every inch of that dog when I first got him. Like, I didn't feel anything. They're like, yeah, it's kind of a rare occurrence because in Colorado, because it's, you know, just with the climate here, there's not a whole lot of ticks. And so the doctor was like, oh, yeah, you could have, he could be having, oh, by the way, yeah, he can't stand, like his front paws just splay out, which is why they think he had neurological damage. Because if him not wanting to move around, or if him, you know, just wanting to mush his face into the side of your arm every time that he's holding you.
You're holding him?
He's holding me. He's huge. That I'm holding him. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's a sign of brain damage. And then the doctor, after the whole tick thing, he was like, it could be parasitic paralysis, where basically a tick gets on and then we started doing research, and the doctor had already told us all this stuff, but we started doing research and all the symptoms he had before we got him were exactly in line with that kind of shit. In that, like, you know, he loses feeling of his front paws. He can't really keep food down. Nothing tastes good to him. And he basically just, he was just dehydrated as fuck because of the amount of diarrhea he was having and right. All that other kind of stuff. And so now it's been we put him in on Friday and we got him back on Sunday. And today's Tuesday. He's moving around a lot more now. He doesn't have full strength because he's a little guy. But basically, yeah. That's what I've been dealing with for the last week, is that the doctor is now starting to like kind of going, we think it might be that fucking tick mm-hmm. that was on him that was basically killing him slowly. and nobody could have known. I mean, it wasn't the breeder's fault, who I actually talked to today. And she was like, I can give you a full refund. You're fine. Like, you know, those are, you know, my, she's not a breeder per se. She just happens to have two full breed huskies as her pets. And when they do a litter, she just sells them out. Kind of like what you and Royce do. So
did.
So what now? Like
we have to, every 2 hours, he has to get food. So I'm basically syringe feeding this guy. I'm syringe feeding him. I'm syringe giving him water. The reason why it took me so long to get back is because he doesn't like taking pills.
Right.
So I have to like try and throw the pill at the back of his throat while I'm holding his jaw open and shoot water down it just so he takes it, because it's like, you know, antibiotics and all this other stuff. So, but
poor baby. Yeah. Poor little guy.
It's been a really emotional week for me.
So. I get it, man. It's weird. You get attached to animals. You know, that's
I got attached to him immediately. Yeah. That's the reason why I grabbed him.
I get it.
And trust me, I get it.
That's the worst feeling when your dog is sick or you don't know what's wrong with them or anything. And there's really, you know, and there's nothing you can do with them because you can't ask them like, hey, what's wrong?
Yep.
Because they don't talk to you. They just kind of look at you.
Exactly. How much was your doggy hospital bill?
We're looking at 4 figures.
Damn,
it's a lot. We're looking
like puppy insurance.
I didn't know that they had such a thing. I wish I would have had it. I didn't know. I mean, I just
I don't think that stuff, kind of stuff that pet insurance doesn't really cover things though. It's weird. I've read that it's a scam.
Yeah, probably. I've read that too.
I mean, yeah. So I mean, we could have just had them in the hospital bill or hospital for longer, but we were like, look. Oh, and the doctor told us is like if it's a viral thing or if it's a tick thing or whatever, only time and his immune system is basically going to get him better. The only thing that we can do is just sustain, make sure he has a good calorie. Oh God, when I brought him in, they were like, so we tried to take a blood sugar test and it's too low for our meters to even register.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh no.
And I started welling up. I was just like, oh my God. What the fuck? They're like, oh yeah, he's crazy. It's a good thing you brought him in when you did, because, but the first nurse like kind of gave me a look like, why didn't you bring him in earlier? And like I said, that's why I was like stuttering through the whole thing, trying to like explain why I hadn't brought him in earlier. So I kept every new person I talked to, I felt like I had to be like, no, I was doing research and it said that you know, this is something that's normal. I didn't want them to think I have another dog at home and she's fine. You know, like I have to.
Defend yourself, yeah.
Defend myself because I didn't want the judging looks. And yeah, and so when they initially came out and said the whole, yeah, we couldn't really register his glucose level because it's too low or whatever. It's a room full of other people who are sitting there with their pets waiting to get into the doctor's office.
No. And
I'm, oh, God.
No.
So this whole last week has been rough. Poor guy. Kel's had to take off work yesterday to make sure that he got his. Because every 2 hours, essentially, we have to just kind of make sure he eats and everything like that. And so,
I told Mitch, too, and I was like, oh, no, we were all joking that he was going to kill the dog. And then this happened. And I couldn't. He says we were making fun of killing Pepper. I thought it was killing this dog. And so I was like, we killed Dutch's dog. And I felt really bad.
We all felt really bad for dude. I was actually pretty grateful that Kelsey gave updates on Facebook for us to be able to find out.
I'm not doing too. So.
No, not at all. Not at all. So. But I was just like, wow, I don't even know if I would have the heart to share that kind of information minute by minute, let alone day by day. But I was asking her how it was going.
The reason why she was posting it on Facebook was because, like, I mean, a few people knew. And then just, you know, how the wildfire between my family, her family, all of my friends. And all of our phones kept blown up going, how's your puppy? Because, you know, a lot of people had already met him at that point.
Yeah.
And so she just figured, let's just put a full update out there. So, but he's not 100% at all in the least bit. I mean, he doesn't really walk well right now. And I'm just hoping.
Is that going to like go away?
I'm hoping that's what it is. And the doctors are too. They're like, look, we don't know. Unless we do like a spinal tap, which would be thousands of dollars, unless we do like this kind of test and that kind of test. So they're hoping, and everybody's crossing their fingers that it's that whole tick thing, which takes about 72 to a little bit more hours for it to fully subside. And then he has to recover past that as far as a paralysis and the throw up and the diarrhea goes. But
so it's kind of like donkey Lyme disease, kind of.
Yeah, but Lyme disease sticks with you for your whole life, right? I think.
Mitch's dad has got Lyme disease within the last year.
Yeah, my dad's got
though. Oh. They had to shave that one to get an IV in, and then the other one, it wasn't injecting enough, so they did that one too. So
he's a husky poodle.
So yeah, I mean, like, he's really dependent on somebody holding him or being around him, and so.
That's going to make your bond strong.
He's going to be a cuddler.
I hope so.
Miami MILF in the chat says, you have to look around for a nonprofit vet. We have animal welfare. They help my baby lose the heartworms.
Yeah, he's on heartworm medication. He's on all kinds of shit. So, but we're hoping
better.
I mean, it really is up to this little guy's immune system. I mean, right. That's the only thing that's really going to get all that shit out of him.
Right.
The only thing we can do is sustain. Just make sure he gets his food and his water. And other than that, he's just got to tough it out. So, which makes it makes me feel horrible. Like, yeah. I said, I cried 3 times this last week. So.
Oh, I bet.
I get it, man. I get really emotional when it comes to pets.
Dude, like when we went the second day, like he was just sitting there in like the ICU cage. And like, I think he caught a glimpse of me or Kels and just started doing the whole, like, well, they don't bark. They just kind of howl.
Yeah.
You know, he was just kind of like, but he had lost his voice because from howling so much earlier. Right. So just no sound was coming out, but his face was making emotion. I cried at that.
I hope he gets better.
I hope so too, man. I love his little guy.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry, dude. That sucks.
I know. So that's basically what we've done this whole last week. So,
man, that's a lot less fun than painting appliances,
right?
I'm sorry I ragged your guys' story earlier. This is way sadder.
Yeah.
This is like way worse.
I didn't mean to bring your show down, but I got to talk about what's going on in my life.
So. No, it was very important that you shared. Thank you for sharing. And sorry, little dude.
And so, like, even if he has a viral thing, like I said, he only has his first round of shots. So those vaccines, you know, it's not in full effect until you get, like, all 3 rounds or however many rounds you're supposed to get, depending on the breed. So he probably got it at a time. And like I said, the breeder's mortified. Like, she... was like, all the other puppies are fine. Like, this is killing me right now. The fact that this is happening to him. And so,
yeah, I'm sorry, dude. That really does suck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
On the other hand, this past week was Take Your Child to Work Day, which is the worst day of the year for me.
I feel like it was just that day, like a couple months ago for you.
That is one of those traditions that has been going on forever and needs to end.
Why is it the worst for you, Marie? Did you take Yuki to work and she started biting children?
No, I work in a very large company that very supports this program and like sets up a full day's events for the kids. But by full day, they actually meant until 3 p.m., but the kids were still sticking around until 5. And so after they were done, all of a sudden there was just children all over my cubicle space, and it was just incessant loud noises, and then parents continuously walking them over to me so that I could meet their kid. Like, A, I wanted to,
Chandler.
Or B, like, the kid cared who I was, and they kept saying, like, hey, this is Marie. She does search engine optimization, and the moment they did that, I just kept face-palming. Like, the fucking kid doesn't know what SEO is.
That kid gives a shit.
They don't care. It's so boring. And then they're like, she works on Google. And I'm like,
can't you put, like, a sign on your cubicle, like a sign on your front door that says no solicitors?
Yeah, no solicitors. Yeah.
No, but... All the non-parents were IMing each other the day before, like, brace yourself, take your child to work day's coming, like, I'm gonna hide out in the bathroom, but, like, it's for real, it's a panic area.
I think if they're gonna have, you know, the take your child to work day thing, I think that should be an optional day for people to work if they don't have kids. Like, I think it's unfair to tell you, okay, now you have to go to work with scream. Like,
I actually felt bad for some of the other people that had to take care of other people's children because they had supervised activities for the kids in the building. And so some of them had to lead activities. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, people may or may not know, I work for a restaurant company. So there's only a certain amount of executive head chefs in the building. So they have to go on some sort of like rock, paper, scissors rotation to see who gets the kids this year, because there's only a couple of them. And that's got to really fucking suck. Like, hey, you get the building's kids for an hour. Good luck with that. Nope. No.
It's the worst. It's you can't do anything. And it's just loud and it's incessant. And maybe I know I don't, maybe it's because I don't like kids, but I don't know, man. I'm just so absolutely sick of it. To me, the worst are the ones that are always posting. Like, I got hit like I think twice last week with, "You're not a mother, so you don't understand."
You're not a mother.
That is one of the, that's
why are people telling you you're not a mom?
I was going to say, is there any context?
Well, yeah, let me explain. We were talking, I was talking about like the whole stupid, you know, bathroom, stupid transgender bathroom thing that's going around.
Mm-hmm.
And all I posted was, I go, you know what? I don't really give a shit where people piss and shit. It doesn't really bother me. You know, like the old people, only people are making something sexual that's not sexual, yada, yada, yada. And to that extent, then someone goes, well, I have a child and I have a, you know, I'm a mother, so you don't understand, you know, you love a child unconditionally. And when you go to the bathroom, you know, some guys could be looking at you changing your kid. I'm like, okay, number one.
But that's a fair thing to say. It is
a fair thing.
If I can play Dutch advocate.
I understand, but the couple things where that logic falls apart. Number one, all the baby changing stations are usually in the handicap stall. So they're not out in the open. You know what I mean? Like, they're usually the koala care things.
They're usually out in the open next to the sink.
I was going to say, what bathrooms are you going to? The majority of the ones I've seen are kind of out in the open.
I've seen anyway, let's say they are in the open. My point is this. It doesn't really matter, like, because a woman could walk into the same way a man could walk in there. It's, what does it matter if a woman or a man sees your baby naked? You understand what I'm saying? Like, what? Because
unless they grab them and
exactly
run.
Like, my point is, most, that's not a man or woman problem. That's a fucking pedophile problem. You know what I mean? And right. And this is what I think. The stupid laws are dumb because it's, even if they pass all these laws, they're not going to have guards in front of, you know what I mean, in bathrooms checking IDs. They're not going to have armed guards.
Well, that's a great idea, Royce.
So it's like an honor system.
Well, you're about, right.
Yeah, it's the same thing. If you had a gay man in the bathroom.
Thank you. Perfect, right?
Or even like a gay pedophile. You don't know.
You don't
like,
know.
You don't know the next guy who's walking through if he's a gay pedophile.
And then they're like, oh, and someone said, well, the reason I don't want a transgender person using the woman's bathroom is because I don't want to have to explain to them why a woman is using the urinal. And I said, well, number one, you explain because she had to pee. But number two, they would probably use the stall, like, at least most that I've met don't make a fucking scene.
Royce, you're right in that all bathrooms now need security guards.
No, that's not
it's
what I
going
meant.
To
I was
help.
Doing, I was doing, I was making
no,
fun of it.
No, that's a great
it
idea.
May stimulate the economy, it's, you know, making jobs. Think
so
about
many
how many
more jobs
are out there.
I need to check
so
the asshole.
So many bathrooms.
But my point is, I got the, you don't have to understand. I'm like, well, I'm not.
No,
a
I understand. Great. You need guards outside of bathrooms.
They told me, because of that, back to my point, they said, you're not a mother, you don't understand. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not a mom, but I get the concept of you not, I mean, I understand what decency is. Like, you don't have to be a parent to understand, you know, and people get protective. And it's like, first off, I remember when I was little, like really little, you know, don't you remember like your mom sometimes when you had to pee, had to take you to the woman's bathroom if your dad wasn't there?
That's the point. Going to the women's bathroom. Whereas with women, like, I mean, let's be honest, they're the weaker sex. Sorry, Marie, didn't mean to break it to you or Sherry. But like,
hey, I can do one pull up now.
That's your one. That's the one space where. And now all of a sudden, dudes are allowed to be in there. Basically, dudes with tits are allowed to just walk in there. I could see why they would be a little.
No, but
like, hey,
I get it. But hold on,
happened?
Dutch. But look at the flip side, though. If you're a man and a really, really passable transgendered person walks in to the men's bathroom dressed just like a Bailey J looking person walks in, wouldn't you go, whoa, you're in the wrong bathroom? You see, like, they don't win.
Yeah, and they'd be like, don't worry about it, I have extra parts. And everybody'd be like, oh, cool. And then
I guess that's the point. I don't think transgender people want to explain, like, we don't have to explain what's in our pants to use the bathroom. I don't think anybody should have to, like, what is it?
And the majority of them are going to go in the opposite one if they're passable.
Yeah.
If no, I get it. You're not passable. You're not going in another one. Here's my point. You know it's going to be issues.
A bunch of conservatives now are boycotting Target because Target.
Yeah.
God.
By the way, did you see We were talking. We were making fun of that Target thing for a long time, but you saw fucking John Oliver.
Yes.
Took a clip of every fucking news person saying
people
Target.
Who love saying Target.
Oh, it's so infuriating.
And it went on so long.
Everybody. But Target has, you know, the whole all gender bathroom now. And what's there's, you know, we played it last week where that guy walked in and tried to start a big
worst
thing.
Video ever.
I know. And the end of it was just like, yeah, just use the bathroom. Like no one.
You're cool, dude.
No one cared.
Like it was, I don't know where you found that clip, but it was the most, there was no punchline.
I know
the setup was forever. Mm-hmm. It was like an uncle telling a story.
It was, but the guy thought that I'm gonna nail him. I'm fucking nailing him. First off, he started recording out in the fucking parking lot by his car. Oh, and we had to hear fucking a whole minute of him walking to the door.
He wanted to make sure that everyone knew that he was actually at a Target.
And by the way, if you're worried about Target or Walmart, just piss and shit in the aisles like everybody else does.
Right.
You don't have to fucking go to a bathroom. That's the point of going to a Target and a Walmart. You don't have to be a person there.
I mean, is it like a secret thing or do they actually have signs posted out in front of the bathroom?
Yeah, it's a secret thing. That you know the little doors that they had like in the old mafia movies? They have a little door where your genitals is and you have to shove it in the hole and then that's a secret. And that's how they let you in.
Like, I don't know how you guys use the bathroom, but when I go to the bathroom, I don't look at anyone, I don't talk to anyone, I just piss and then I wash my hands and then I leave.
I love this gender identity thing. The first one that Marie posted, it has like the classic picture of a woman, the classic outline of a man, then a half woman, half man, then a wheelchair that says all gender restroom. Now, I don't know if being handicapped was a gender.
It was a gender.
Like, this sign is flawed. But yeah, who cares? Like, but here's the point. They shouldn't have to put signs either way. Like, they shouldn't have to. Then you have the government, both sides. You have the government mandating that places have all gender, allow, you know, whatever gender they feel comfortable with. But then you have counties that are mad at the states that are now arresting people for going into the wrong. So it's like,
why don't
are people are getting arrested? They're actually enforcing this?
Dude, there's a video of I'll see if I can find it.
Is there a law that says that you can't go in the other?
No, there's not. No, there's not. That's the thing. There's never been a law about bathrooms because we've been decent human beings and we figured it out for years. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't it be way easier instead of updating signs to say if you're male or female or whatnot, just have a sign that has a picture of a toilet and say there's a toilet in this room.
Right. But that's the problem because you have the people that don't understand because you're not a mom and conservatives getting mad because they want men in the men's bathroom and women in. But it's like my point is, unless you're in Germany or Japan, shitting isn't sexual. You know what I mean? Like, it's not sexual. Even if I sit in a stall and a woman's next to me taking a shit, I'm not going to flirt. I'm going to quietly try to take a dump. Like, I'm not going to go, oh, that smells like you had bacon. Yeah. Like,
when I was in Afghanistan, people would just squat down in the middle of the road and take a shit right there. Like, they didn't have bathrooms.
Yeah, so. Dudes.
Well, women, too.
Probably women, too. Well, if they were let outside. If they were let outside.
Did you see any women shit in the middle of the road?
Well, to be fair, you don't.
No, I didn't. I did not.
You don't see women.
But most of the time, they were stuck in the house.
Yeah, and by the way, most places, and that's a good point, most places, like restaurants or Chipotle, they're just like the male and female, but just like one toilet and you lock the door. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I've gone, if someone's in the male one, it's a unisex, you know, one, just a big, I'll go in the female one and take a piss. I don't give a shit.
They should just have toilet one, toilet
two. Thank you.
Thank
you. You know, there's those restaurants now in New York, and we talked about it a while back, but where they have they've had for a long time, the both gen, just one big restroom for both.
If it's available, go in and use it. If it's a single use restroom, then sure.
And that's
definitely have that.
Who cares? Like, I don't. But somebody argued, and they might have a valid point. I don't want to pretend like I don't listen. I do get it. Someone argued that, well, yeah, but in those things, maybe women feel like they're getting hit on or whatever inside there and blah, 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 blah. And I go, yeah, that's a good point. But as a man, do you know how many times there's been a long line in the women's bathroom and a girl walks up and goes, hey, can I cut in front of you and use the man's?
Sure, whatever you want to do.
You never see a guy go, you're not allowed in there.
Smell the seat when you're done.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter. It's like, it's just silly.
Couldn't women get hit on outside of a bathroom too?
Exactly. No,
only in bathrooms.
It's like, it doesn't matter.
I didn't know where Royce was going with that one.
And no,
we
but,
actually have a theater in Minneapolis that it's the same bathroom for the men and the women, but like, I don't know how.
But to be fair,
the
it's a theater.
Bathrooms are on like, the stalls are on like separate sides, but right. It's still like the same
but everyone
bathroom.
Washes their hands
in the same area. Stuff. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually.
I didn't know they had those.
But it's like, it doesn't matter where
you
have
those in Europe and they have for years. It's just we're a progressive country at the same time. Not so much.
We're a progressive.
Yes.
B.E. progressive. B.E.
progressive.
Progressive.
B.E. progressive. MoreLikeRadio.com. The new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc. And you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows. And you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube for fuck's sake. And jelly babies, do what you will with that. Listen, click the link and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Andy, word up, G. Do you like wrestling? I don't. Well, check this out, because you're going to like this shit. Do you want wrestling that's way more hardcore than WWE?
Yes.
Or F?
Yes.
Well, you got to go to Combat Zone Wrestling at czwrestling.com. Wrestling? czwrestling.com. They got crazy fucking wrestling. I mean, there's blood, even. Whoa, look out. So go to czwrestling.com. So go to czwrestling.com. Check them out. Now, do you like wrestling? Because I said all that?
I believe I do, dear sir.
Boom, solving problems. Take us to break, E-Rock.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, boys and girls. Do you like movies? Do you like talking about movies and giving your opinion about every little thing that makes you mad and happy and excited and pissed off? Well, Chris Whiten?
Yes, sir.
I like talking about movies, and I like talking about movies with you. Listen to the Untitled Movie Podcast exclusively on MoreLikeRadio.com.
A talent lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. MoreLikeRadio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Let's see what you got.
Any more poets in the audience?
Do you really do poetry?
Improvisers.
I do. Dance. And I will.
We got somebody.
What?
Okay, we got somebody. All right. Give it up, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
No pressure.
You'll see. It's good.
Yeah.
This is a work in progress. So, slam poetry, yelling, angry, waving my hands a lot, specific point of view on things. Cynthia, Jesus died for our Cynthias. Jesus cried, runaway bride. Julia Roberts, Julia Robb. Hurts! Cynthia! Cynthia! You're dead! You are dead! You're dead! That's for Cynthia. He's dead.
Second hour, Justin Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you'd like to get in touch with us. What band is this,
This
Royce?
Is Grizz. They're also going to be at Bonnaroo, and they fucking rock. Kick it up. This is really good.
I like it.
It's funky as shit. So check this out. He's an EDM. He makes EDM music, but then he plays a saxophone live. Along with it's fucking really cool. Yeah,
I've always appreciated it. Like any DJ or any kind of like electronic dance music, which by the way, for people who don't know, that's what EDM stands
EDM
for.
Dog.
EDM. In my Riz days, my rave days, I saw Grizz and it threw me off. In my rave days back in the day, yeah, it was always good. Like when. You had like whoever sung the vocals on the original track would come out and actually sing
yep.
it rather than just a DJ. I always found that to be awesome.
Yeah, there so he
that's,
is. There
that's
he,
cool.
Check
He's,
it out.
I like it. He's got a good little vibe to him.
Yeah, him and the Floozies are both going to be at Bonnaroo, and they made a couple songs together. So I think there might be a couple live
trip yep.
crossover.
It's going to be fucking cool.
I actually have been. Trying to figure out a way to like get out for work so I can
that
go.
That would be fucking awesome.
You know how much fun that would be?
This would be so much fun. Dude, the really excited more for EDM bands than anybody else at Bonnaroo this year. It's crazy. I never thought I'd be older now and liking this shit, but it's funky as shit, dude.
It's so funky. I find myself, the older I get, the younger music is like, it's like, dude, this is produced well.
Ooh, this is fun. I like it. It's peppy.
Yeah.
It makes me want to dance.
If you guys want to watch the show live and you're listening to the podcast, go to morelikeradio.com/live every Tuesday night from 10
That's
to midnight
right.
here at morelikeradio.com.
That's right. And all the videos now on youtube.com/morelikeradio. All the if you missed the show and you want to see our pretty faces or see what we're talking about, go to YouTube and you can check it. That's another good way to stay in contact with us.
Yeah, if you were watching live, you'd see me with my new clean shaven face. I got rid of the
Ew.
Beard. Because it's getting cold around here. Well, you don't like me beardless?
No. Throw it back.
It's weird. I'm so used to the
it
beard
is
now.
Weird. It's,
I'm going to be honest.
Is it weird
it's
for you
It's not
guys?
That it's bad. It's
unsettling.
Just, I'm weird.
Yeah, for listeners who don't know, like when I first jumped on the camera with these guys before the show, about 10 minutes before the show, like they were like, oh. It was like that reaction of like when someone, you know, gets like a surgery done. It's like on their face and you don't want them to be like.
Right.
It's like when Alex Trebek shaved his mustache.
Yes.
I'm not Trebek.
No, you know, with that attitude, you never will be. Fuck, not Trebek. That's a story of Dutch's life. You could have been the next Alex Trebek, Dutch.
I
if you would have applied yourself at game show school like I told you to.
I think Dan Patrick is going to be the new host once Trebek goes down because he's doing Sports Jeopardy currently. So.
Oh, you know what? You might be right. That's a good point. It might be the... What an easy gig this man's had for so many years,
so
too, dude.
So long.
And what a lot of
Between
people don't
him
know,
and the Will Fortune guy and anybody who's yep. done Family Feud, any of those game shows, you bang out 5 episodes one day every other week.
Yep.
It's like, okay, my work day is tomorrow. It's going to be grueling. It's going to be like an 18-hour day. But then you're getting paid millions to not do anything else for the next couple of weeks. It's a great gig.
And, you know, I'm looking in the chat room here, the picture of Trebek with and without the mustache. And I got to say, Trebek was one of the few dudes who could really pull off a mustache well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. he didn't look creepy with it. He looked good with a mustache.
No, there's like an age limit where
yeah,
if
you're
you
right.
were above that age, you can have a mustache. But once
yes.
you're below that
I
age,
agree.
You just look weird.
Yeah, that's
it's an
right.
age threshold for mustache.
It might not even be age. It might just be hair. If once you're going gray, I think you could go mustache.
Maybe, well, yeah. Maybe the dark.
Selleck, though.
Maybe
no,
the dark
like
hair.
Guys, like older guys, like in the 70s, if they were, you know, 30 in the 70s, then they could pull it off. But now, if you're 30, you can't have a mustache.
If you were 30 in the 70s, you can pull off a mustache for as long as you want.
Isn't it? Isn't
is
it? isn't it weird to think, like, we always look back at those and how weird they were and how weird they dressed, but don't you think in like 20 years we're going to look back at these videos and go, wow, we dressed like assholes. What were we doing? Like, you think that's going to happen to us?
Why am I wearing
I don't think, not necessarily. I just wear jeans and a t-shirt.
Why did I wear so many hats?
Yeah. Can you imagine that later turned out gave you head cancer? Oh.
Right.
Like something stupid comes out that nobody ever did the correlation.
In a new research that was posted by ABC News, your head being warmed up from the hat insulation causes cancer.
But, okay, so guys, now, like, I'm posting a picture of Joe Jonas with a mustache. Didn't guys...
See, he looks... Douche. Okay, no, doesn't douche. Work. He looks like a pedophile. He either looks like a pedophile or a 70s porn star. He doesn't look
but
well.
But isn't that what guys in the 70s looked like in the 70s?
Yeah, but in the 70s, that was cool. Yeah,
but how did it get cool?
How did it get... Well, here's what happened. In the 70s, more and more people started touching kids that had mustaches, and that it ruined it for everybody else.
Oh, that's probably what happened. Like, you saw some... That was the trend.
How but pissed? Then
pedophilia became like a thing.
How pissed then, do you think?
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin is that Hitler took that mustache. Think about that. Like, that was cool. Really, for real.
That was the fashion.
Before sense. Hitler, that was mustache. Cool. That was actually cool. Look at Selleck. See?
Of course, Selleck.
Selleck rocks it.
Damn, all right, Selleck, if we're going to go with mustache,
right?
Let's go with mustache Hall of Fame. Top
Burt,
five.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds, I would put him as two. Selleck, number one.
I agree.
Trebek, number three.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of other two.
Mustache Hall of Fame. I love Mustache Stash Hall of Fame. Mustache
Hall of Fame.
Mustache. How do we do this? Now, do we count women?
Sure.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Think of any.
Rosie O'Donnell. No. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely, Tom Selleck, I agree, man. I'm looking at him. He's still.
His face was born for that.
So attractive. He's an attractive man.
He had a nice thick gap between his lip and his Molly posted picture of Jordan with the Hitler
stash. I can't believe he actually got away with that.
You know what that Jordan, is? Though. The balls that you know how you have to only Michael Jordan.
Yeah. He's probably the only person ever that could get away with that.
Oh, may I say
Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams, good.
There you go, that motherfucker. That,
there you go.
See, I always thought the mustache only worked on certain face structures.
Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Ron
Nick Offerman.
Ron Swanson.
He's definitely a mustache guy.
He's in my modern Hall of Fame.
Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Always had a mustache.
The handlebar.
Yeah,
but his was a full... goatee though.
No, correct? No.
It was a handlebar.
It was a handlebar. Pull up a Hulk Hogan picture. It was absolutely mustache.
You're right.
That was
Zach Galifianakis.
Well, Zach Galifianakis is more of a beard. It's more of a he's had a mustache once in a while, but he's more
I'm
of
sure
a beard.
He did a mustache at one point, but he's known for just being a full hipster beard guy. Mm-hmm. So.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, that's not bad. I think I'm gonna have him squeeze in on my last top five.
He has a good face for a mustache too.
Oh, okay. No, I have number one.
Okay,
it is Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover's Danny not bad.
Danny Glover's. I agree. Danny Glover is a good one.
Yeah, he has a face for it. You're right.
Albert Einstein had a mustache. Does that count?
Are we counting? I don't know why.
Yeah,
I
let's not
have
count.
No argument to say he doesn't count, but for some reason,
let's say Grover Cleveland at this point.
Yeah, you're right. Let's not count
modern people that we knew growing up.
Let's not count super geniuses. Let's count really important people.
I have a new number one. Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Oh, Sam. Speaking of Lebowski,
he's number
whoever
one,
you just
dude.
Said last gets. You know what?
You're
right. I'm bumping him up.
Yeah,
one.
Sam Elliott.
Sam
good
Elliott's
call.
Number one. I'm bumping him up, and whoever was number five is now off my.
Look
list.
At that mustache. I want to have sex with it.
Wait a minute, Borat.
No.
No. You know why? Because it's a character. That's why.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's pretty
I
good.
I mean, he'll make the top 10, not 5.
He's top 10.
He's top 10 material, but not 5.
Yeah.
Is anyone
We're
keeping track?
Hall of Famers here.
Do we have a list? Because I don't even know.
I wasn't writing it down.
Damn it.
It's just whoever I Where's named off pick? Last was my first.
How about Ron Perlman?
No.
Mitch.
I don't know if Ron Perlman's known for. Oh, there's Mitch with a Hitler mustache.
He looks more like Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, Jesus, Mitch.
He looks more like Hitler. He does not look like Charlie Chaplin. Look how his hair's
That's
combed.
That's because he's German.
You did that on purpose too. That's the
Freddie Mercury.
That's because there you go.
Yeah, Freddie.
Thank you, Western Echo. Freddie Mercury is top 10. Now, maybe not top 5, but definitely top 10 material.
He's better with the stash than without.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury without the stash is weird to me. I think that qualifies.
He had AIDS before he actually got AIDS.
Yeah, it was crazy.
How about Oates from Hall & Oates?
Oh, that's a famous musician mustache. I will agree.
Picture, let's see.
Yeah, pull up Oates from Hall & Oates.
Hold on. I'm actually writing this down now. So number one is Marlboro Man. What's his name? Sam Elliott. Okay, Sam Elliott.
Anyone listening that is not in the chat and wants to call, the number is 954-573-2780. We're talking famous mustaches on Dutch and Royce.
Yeah, Hall of Fame, the guys who should have it, the ones who can pull it off, the ones who made it actually a style. So we got that. All right, is Selleck number two?
I'd say number two, yeah.
All right, Tom Selleck.
And here we go. Here we have Oates from Hall & Oates, if you want to see the mustache. That's a good mustache.
No, it's terrible. It looks fake.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
How
it's
dare you? How dare you?
Not good.
Maul is saying I'm not Gandhi. A fan.
I can't go for that. Oh, whoa.
No can do.
All right, hold on.
I guess Dutch, hold on. I guess Dutch needs some adult education, ooh, right, John?
Maul posted Richard Pryor. That's not bad.
Fuck Pryor.
That's a burn scar.
Guys.
I still want to say, though, Danny Glover, number three.
Guys, we still haven't gotten into football mustaches.
My dick How did we forget Ditka?
My whole list is going weird now. Okay, so I got Sam Elliott number one. We all agree, right?
Yeah.
Selleck number
Joseph
two.
Joseph Stalin.
You understand? Ditka's mustache won a football game once when he was sick. That's a fact. All right, that's a fact.
If we're picking number three between Mike Ditka and Danny Glover. Who are we going with?
I have one.
No. Vote around the room. Hold on. Real quick.
Real quick.
I'm trying to solidify number three.
Danny Mike Glover.
That's your vote. Okay, Sherry?
I don't know.
Mike Ditka or Danny Glover?
Ditka or Danny Glover?
The black guy or the football guy?
Just say a name.
I'm re-looking at the photos.
Lethal Weapon or the football guy?
Okay, we'll go back.
I don't know.
We'll go back to her. Cakes.
I'm going to have to put Ditka at four.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Marie, Ditka or Danny Glover?
Ditka.
Okay, so we got two for Ditka and one for Danny Glover. Okay, Royce?
I got to go Ditka, dude. I have to.
Okay. Oh, 2-2. Sherry, because you get a signed vote.
Yeah.
I don't know who these people are.
Who looks better in a mustache.
Is it this fat piece of shit or is it Danny Glover?
That's not fair. Here, that's not fair.
Sherry.
That's
whatever Marie posted is scary looking.
Sherry, this guy.
That's Cower. That's not on the list.
It doesn't matter.
Bill Cower, I grew up on that man and his protruding chin. That was what Pittsburgh was all about.
You're from Pittsburgh.
I am from Pittsburgh.
You grew up on his chin?
Yes. His chin reached out so far beyond his upper jaw that we could all sit on it and cuddle.
Oh my.
Hey, Royce, I got one.
Okay.
All right, if Sherry's not going to say it, then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pass the casting vote. I got to say Glover.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, it's a tough one. I won't even argue. It could have gone either way. Yes, John, what's yours?
From UFC in the early years.
Dan Severin. Dan the Beast Severin.
That guy rocked that shit.
Yes.
Picture, because I forget
who
he looks like.
Once you see him, you're going to.
This guy was just a beast, man. He would wreck your shit.
But I want to see him with a mustache.
I get it.
Yeah, but we're talking about top five here. I mean, like we've posted a lot of people at this point.
He has a good mustache. He might be tough.
I mean, dude, it's Freddie Mercury. Where we put him on the top?
That guy, fucking Dan the Beast Severin. Look at that handsome devil.
I mean, it's good, but I don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is either. I got to be honest.
He was one of like the starters of the UFC.
Now, may I say, is Selleck still number one?
No, Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott, you're right. I forgot.
Hands down number one. Yeah. Nobody's changing that.
Sam Elliott, Selleck.
Selleck number two. Mm-hmm. I feel like it could be up for debate, but for right now, he's stuck at number two. Mm-hmm. I got Glover at three. Four, it's a toss-up. No, it could be a toss-up between... here we go. Ditka is now up there with him and Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds and Ditka.
Burt Reynolds over
Burt
Ditka.
Reynolds.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds.
Okay. Burt Reynolds number four.
Wait, we didn't get Ron Swanson, though.
Okay, but we're going. Have a debate in a second with me right now.
We're going.
Nick Offerman,
that's correct.
Swanson.
All right, so we got number five.
And by the
we
way, have... Ma, Che Guevara doesn't count because he had more of a goatee. Geraldo Rivera, how did we forget?
God, we completely missed Geraldo.
Forget that guy.
Oh, no.
God damn it. Now this whole...
You know what? I've never done this, but I'm going to apologize for the first time. I apologize, everybody, that we forgot Geraldo Rivera. We're talking about famous mustaches.
I know. We dropped the ball.
And
this is a serious discussion
mustaches
here.
That looked in mob bosses' vaults.
It's, ones that actually should be mustaches. Okay, hold on. So let's see. Who else are we missing? So we got Freddie Mercury. Geraldo Rivera is still on the board. We still have Mike Dicka on the board.
No, Maul. Tupac was still more, a little more of a goatee. It wasn't
it's a goatee,
a mustache,
yeah. We're talking about just the stash.
We're going just stash. Straight stash. Rocket. So we have, I think we have our list.
Well, no, we have three guys at the bottom five here.
What's that?
We got Dicka.
Okay.
We have Rivera. Mm. And then Billy D. Williams. Oh, shit. We have four guys in the bottom.
Lionel Richie.
God damn it.
Billy D. Williams, Lionel Richie, Mike Dicka, and what was the first one I said?
Oh, man. I don't know. I wasn't listening.
I'm trying to scroll up here.
Okay, how about this?
Pryor? Nick Offerman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Pryor. So there we go. You got five guys. Who
and,
many.
We, and we completely left off Trebek, who was how this whole thing started.
Oh, okay, you know what? Not top let's five, get five. Not ten.
No. Let's just give five to Trebek because I think he needs to be five.
Okay.
I think we give five to Trebek.
But he doesn't have one anymore. Does that count?
Of course it counts.
That's why he's at five because he lost it and then he had to grow back.
Here's why it counts. It counts because once we lost it, it was so,
everyone missed
it was devastating.
It was
the most missed mustache of all time.
It was devastating. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not right. saying it was the best, but it was
so
definitely
does that
the most
mean
missed.
That
they
Trebek
had news articles on that shit.
Okay, I feel like I should do a quick switcheroo in our top five.
Sure.
I feel like based on you guys' argument, which is compelling, mm-hmm. Trebek should now be number three and Danny Glover should be number five.
Okay, that's fair. You know what?
All right.
Okay.
I think we all agree. Perfect. Guys, there's some other radio shows out there messing around, but we're solving real world issues here. Before you came into the show today, you didn't know which were the top five best mustaches of all time. And now you're leaving tonight when you go to bed. And tomorrow when you wake up and you talk to your friends, you'll be like, you know what I heard on Dutch and Royce last night? Top best five mustaches.
Or if you happen to get into the same type of discussion, mm-hmm. just with your friends at a bar, it'd be like top five, be like, oh. Well, I already know a show that already figured it out.
I have.
They already have Sam Elliott 1, Tommy Selleck 2, Alex Trebek 3, Burt Reynolds 4, and Danny Glover number 5.
Honorable mention.
I feel comfortable with that fucking list.
Honorable mention for Walt Disney.
Oh, Walt Disney.
Honorable mention. He had a mustache.
Yeah, but was he known for his mustache?
I would say
listed so far are known for that.
I guess you're right.
He was very photogenic.
Disney was more known for, you know, creating Disney World and the whole, you know, hating Jews thing. So, like, that's his thing. Like, he cornered the hating Jews market, though, like, for real.
He just happened to have a bitchin' mustache.
Right.
Yeah, that's the happenstance thing. We're talking about people who are new.
No, you're right. I agree. Okay, so I think
what about Lopan?
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, fucking, yeah, Lopan from fucking Kill Bill.
Oh, the guy from Kill Bill that was playing with us. No, that doesn't count.
No. I guess Lopan has a beard. He was, from Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay, yeah, it's a different guy. Yeah, I'm thinking of Pai Mei.
Yeah, Pai Mei is different. Oh, that's a good one, though.
White ass Brent, Mario versus Luigi. Who has a better mustache? Mario, duh.
No, Luigi.
What? Oh, we are fighting. Oh.
You're out of goddamn mind. No. Luigi is a tall, skinny dude, and it works better because everyone on our list so far are tall, skinny guys and they have mustaches.
I Captain Lou Albano or Mario.
Dutch, I'm going to channel. The kids are going to love what I'm about to say because I've been learning their lingo. You're about to catch these hands, son. If you come at me with fucking Luigi has a better mustache than fucking Mario, we're going to have a fucking problem.
Okay,
first
can
off,
can I
fine, defend it. Go ahead.
Spirited debate, can I give my reasons behind that?
Sure, please do.
I'll go back to the list.
Badgering the witness.
Tom Selleck, Alex Trebek, Burt Reynolds, Dan Glover. All tall, thin-built guys with mustaches. Mm-hmm. They look better with them. Case in point. I arrest my case. Take it to the jury, Marie.
First off, take it to the chorus.
Right. So far, I don't remember the order, but we had Sam Elliott, Alex Trebek, Tom Selleck, Danny Glover, and whom?
Danny Glover.
I said,
oh, Burt Reynolds.
Danny Glover twice. Danny Glover's mustache is so great.
He's
out
of order.
Twice.
I got confused. I'm sorry.
Yeah. By the way, I agree with Dennis. Dutch is whack. Look in the chat room. Look at fucking Bob Hoskins as Mario.
We're not counting that.
John Leguizamo
does live action that never existed, and that was an embarrassment.
He doesn't even have a mustache. You can't count him.
That's my point. We're talking not that fucking thing doesn't exist. That movie never was made and doesn't exist. I'm talking about straight cartoon characters.
By the way,
it was an embarrassment.
I will agree. Even though Dutch and I are on different sides for better mustache, that was one of the worst movies.
It's terrible.
That ruined part of my childhood.
Oh no, it's one of the best riff tracks. It's a really famous story. Dennis Hopper, who played King Cooper in the movie, was, his son was asking him, "Dad, why did you make this movie? It was so bad." He goes, "Well, that movie bought you your shoes." He goes, "Dad, I don't need shoes this bad." That was his quote to Dennis Hopper.
That's hilarious.
It was very funny. No, Maul, you do not love that movie. Oh, she's playing. See, Maul pushes my buttons. It's the problem. I let Maul.
It's not so bad. It's still good. It is just bad.
It's bad.
It is not a good. It's not a bad. It's good like The Room or like Birdemic. It is just bad.
Dude, they took something that was so awesome. And the fungus everywhere and the little head fucking reptile people. What the fuck was that movie about?
You know what that movie did was it made everybody else go, we don't even want to remake this movie. Because every other, like, let's say, cartoon character, comic book, or video game based type movie, they kind of got it wrong. And then another studio was like, hey, let's do it right. Like Spider-Man or Superman or anything like that.
No, but this last time?
It was so bad that everybody was like, we're not, why would we even try and remake this?
Yeah, this is the movie that made Nintendo stop making movies.
Yeah, it was. This was the action. Yeah, you're right.
And games.
It was so bad. It was really, really bad. But it was, I'll say this. I hate John Leguizamo, but he was too good for the movie. That's how bad it was.
You know what, guys? I'm going back to this list, and I'm looking at Danny Glover, and he's gone all sorts of ways with his facial hair. He has not been consistent over the course of time. Yes, it was Strong and Lethal Weapon, but if you Google him right now, he has goatees, he has full beards, he's clean shaven. I don't know if he's strong enough to be in the top five.
Okay, who's still on the list? We got Mike Ditka.
I want to put Ditka back in.
We got Freddie Mercury. That's another big one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
Freddie Mercury's huge.
Yeah, but Mike Ditka's Mike Ditka.
But it's Freddie fucking Mercury.
But the Bears.
Who's the third one?
It's easier when you say of alive people.
Oh, that's not fair. Oh, no. Of alive people.
Jesus.
What?
Western Echo says
Nick Offerman. Are we just going to go ahead and say his career isn't long enough to be on there?
Yeah, you know, let's give it a dick.
Honorable mention.
I'm done.
What about the Hulkster? Are we still throwing him out?
No.
That's a pretty well known mustache.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Dutch. Counter argument. I agree, it's a well known mustache, but he just won like millions of dollars from Gawker, so he doesn't need to be on this list. He's doing fine.
I don't care about that. Pryor's still on the list here. All right, so Marie has a good argument. I think the five spot can be up for debate between Ditka, Freddie Mercury, Hulk, and Pryor.
Now, we're not counting people that grew mustaches just to cover cleft palates, right? Like Dave Wanstead? We're not.
No.
Okay.
We're talking about people who are known for that. Like, when you think stashes, your brain automatically goes there. I would have to say, when I think stashes, my brain usually goes to Hulk. And it went to yours pretty early on when we first started talking about this.
Yeah, you're right.
That was like a third name that got thrown out.
It's very well known. I think the reason why his mustache gets overlooked is because of the bandana thing is more well known. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You think of that first and then the mustache. But if you see him without the mustache, like if you see him as Thunder Lips in the Rocky movie, it's bad. He doesn't look like him.
I hear your argument, but what about Ditka, though? You always know the stash.
Ditka's not really internationally known. He's only
He's known to rock the microphone.
He was in a movie about soccer with Will Ferrell.
He was in a movie
playing himself.
He did.
Very underrated movie.
It was very funny, by the way. That movie. I agree. It was very. I love that movie. I thought it was hilarious.
And
take a lap.
And he pretty much had a sketch about himself on SNL.
Oh, yeah. Ditka. The Bears. Yeah, that was huge. He had his own SNL thing.
Yeah, all the characters.
And they all were wearing mustaches because of him.
And he actually did SNL a couple times in those.
That's okay. I'm just having a heart attack.
I was going to say, great. And they brought it back again with the stupid Geico commercials. Yep. So I think if we're talking about longevity, I think Ditka should be in number five.
I think Ditka has
unless anybody else on the panel has a counter argument.
I'm going Ditka.
All right, Mike Danny Glover, you were off, and we got Dicka.
That's right. I can argue my way to anything.
No, hey, it is a very compelling argument. I liked it.
All right.
Dennis goes, it was one of the worst movies based on a video game going back to the Mario. Yeah, I agree. That was probably of all. And there's a lot of, I don't think there's any, is there one good movie based on a video game? I can't think of one. Resident
Street
Evil?
Street Fighter?
No.
Troopers! We just received new orders.
Are you kidding me? That is the greatest speech I've ever heard in my entire life. And the fact that you're disparaging that wonderfulness that came off it. Mitch, you have that pulled up?
I'm getting it right now.
Somebody pull it up. Because that is just Oscar. I don't know why they didn't get awarded.
I will agree. You know what? I have
or
it.
Or even
right
nominated.
Here.
I would just like a nomination because Troopers, it's so heartfelt.
I just cry. Received new orders. Our superiors say the war is canceled.
I want to point out that I'm saluting for anyone not looking at camera. Everyone,
Bison
thank you.
Is getting paid off for his crimes. And our friends who have died here.
Will have died
for nothing.
Oh, this is the one with the subtitles. It actually, but
we can all go home. Meanwhile, ideals like peace, freedom, and justice, they get packed up. But
we can all go home.
Well, I'm not going home. I'm gonna
get on my boat,
and I'm going upriver. And I'm going to kick that
the son of a bitch bison so hard.
So hard
that the next bison
wallaby
is gonna feel it. Now, who wants to go home? And who wants to go with me?
Man, I'm pumped. I'm pumped.
Come on, man.
Pumped. I am
so your
pumped
whole
right now.
Thing of a video game turned movie. I mean, you're out of order.
And
sir.
What's more American than Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Nothing.
A lot of things.
Literally everything.
I don't know. Maybe Chuck Norris.
You're right. How did Chuck Norris not play Guile? That's America.
Right.
Maul says the first two Resident Evils weren't bad. I agree. The Resident Evils weren't terrible. I
love all the Resident Evils. I'm actually a huge fan of that entire series.
I'll say. And that one gets a pass because it's still basically a zombie movie. But
but it was well done.
I agree. It wasn't bad. And Mila Jovovich is hot.
Yes.
God, so fucking hot. She's one of the hottest girls with the smallest breasts. That's another list we got to do next week, maybe.
She's a Dutchie.
That loves showing off her vagina.
By the way, we need a top five itty bitty titty committee.
Well, John's
the
on the committee.
One.
John is. He's the head of the
itty bitty. No, he's the treasurer.
He's the treasurer of the itty bitty titty committee.
I'm sorry. You're
I'm
right.
The historian.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right.
That's right.
Yeah. Is it the historian? Did we change the
historian? I'm the
No, it was always the historian. You guys just call me a treasurer.
I am the photographer of the itty bitty titty committee.
Oh, because you're a journalist.
Really?
Now.
I thought that was Sherry's job.
I'm a journalist, by the way. I'll have you know. We reviewed Keanu, and it was really good. The new Key and Peele movie. The one with the cat. No, it wasn't. It was all right. It was pretty funny.
Wait, so you watched it with Marie, and she wrote your review?
No. Actually, I'll let you know that we've been tag teaming the shit out of these reviews.
We write them together.
Yeah, basically, yeah, we do. But
adorable, you guys being new.
And as a journalist, by the way, I was on Google News when I did the Batman v Superman one. It was it was one of the top news stories. Was my review of Batman versus Superman.
Where was it top news?
It was
on Google in the Google's search. You type in Batman versus Superman review.
Mitch saw it. I wasn't lying.
I saw it. I thought you were lying. I thought it was bullshit. But
he Googled it, and it's not anymore. It was when I did it last week.
The news articles.
The
go
news
quickly.
Article. Yeah, news articles fly fast, but it was there.
Critical review. Oh, okay, so that they have that subsection that pulls up.
Yeah, the related news like this just posted in the last hour.
Hold on, what's the?
Oh, you want? I give you the link if you want.
No. Just tell me what your paper is because they have a top.
The
10
Ledger.
Here.
The Ledger.
But that's it's probably not there. It's probably not there anymore.
They've plugged in Variety, Atlantic, Guardian,
it was last
New
week.
York Times, Rolling Stones, Screen. Yeah, you're not on here.
But I did take a screenshot of it in case. Mitch, can you find it? Because I did take a screenshot
I'm
of it
now,
in case you didn't believe me. Because I knew you weren't going to believe
me. I didn't believe you.
So I took a screenshot.
Wait, are you Rotten Tomatoes certified?
I don't know what Rotten Tomatoes is, but yeah, the Ledger's one of the papers they pull from, sure.
Let's see. I'm going Rotten Tomatoes.
My seat review, Batman v Superman, Yawn of Justice. And I think it did pretty good. Here it is if you want to read it.
28%. That's all I think scored.
Yeah, it was not good. Did not do good.
Yeah, no.
All critics. Here we go.
I don't know if I'm there. I have no clue.
But I'm going to see if I can't find you.
I have no idea. I've only done a couple, so who knows?
Yeah, we only just started.
So you're on the ledger?
The ledger. Yeah, I put the link in the chat if you want to see it. It's right there.
Right. I'm trying to find you on Rotten Tomatoes, though, because you know how they have reviews linked? Yeah. I want to see if you're linked.
But yeah, while you're doing that, we did watch.
Is it the Florida ledger?
The Lakeland ledger.
Lakeland is in ledger. Florida.
We saw Keanu, the Key and Peele movie with the cat. It was all right.
The kitty was cute.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was a little long, but
it's always good. Funny watching black guys act like white guys act like black guys.
Very excited because this week I get to review Captain America.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, nice.
Civil War. Well, I'm reviewing that one. I'm very excited for that. Being a journalist sometimes, you know.
You're not a journalist.
Being a journalist.
Investigative reporter.
As an investigative journalist, war correspondent, because sometimes going to the movie theater, it could be war. There's people talking everywhere. It could be dangerous. And I go there so you don't have to. And you could send any thank yous to me.
Our theater allows you to pick your seat so you don't have to confront anyone when you actually get into the theater.
Okay, yeah, and they have a bar, and it's really nice. But the thing is sometimes, like, you know.
It's popcorn and a soda is $18.
It's expensive.
$18.
So I'll have you know that that's like being.
I'll have you know we ordered two kids' meals.
Yeah. Oh, we did.
Instead of the adult.
Because
I was like, what is the least expensive way to get popcorn and a drink?
And they're like, well, you
place?
Get kids' meals. And we got two kids' meals.
It came with fruit snacks.
It did come with fruit snacks.
I ate both of them.
Marie ate both of them.
Fatso.
I wanted the fruit snacks. They were the Welch's ones, so it was made with real fruit juice.
Oh, Western Echo goes, I love how they postponed the release of the Suicide Squad like 17 times already. Yeah, they keep pushing it back because they were doing reshoots because people were complaining that Batman vs. Superman was too dark, so they were shooting like funnier stuff for it. I hope it's good.
Oh, come on.
That's
lame.
No, that's what I read.
Lame.
When you have the name, the Suicide Squad, you're not worried about it being too dark.
Well, it's going to be rated R.
If they're going to be reshooting it, it's probably what they saw with the Deadpool moving on. Oh, shit.
It might be
that
right.
Works.
But
so they probably were like, oh, we need to start tying some loose ends together to make what we originally shot make sense.
Well, it's going to be. I think Suicide Squad is going to be rated R. Am I correct by saying that? That's what I read. And maybe
I read
wrong.
That as well.
But I guess it has to be. It's fucking called Suicide Squad.
They found the cutest little kitty.
Cutest little kitty to play Keanu in the movie.
He's
it was
so
adorable.
Cute.
By the way, voice in a dream sequence by Keanu Reeves. For real.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I believe his advice was be excellent to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, by the way, I'm one of the few who believe Bill and Ted, Bogus Journey, better than Excellent Adventure. And I'll fight anybody that tells me differently.
Why do we have to fight?
Those are one of those movies I haven't seen either.
You haven't seen Bill and Ted movies? Am I the only one? John, you've seen them, right?
Of course.
Excellent Adventure or Bogus Journey?
Bogus Journey had Primus in it.
And Station. We tried
that whole thing with Death.
Yeah. We tried to watch a new Pee Wee movie over at Buddy's house, but kind of lost interest. It was tough. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Pee Wee was more. Doesn't work now, I don't think.
Didn't we talk about this a couple weeks ago?
No, I hadn't seen it until recently, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if
we talked. I feel like we've had a Pee Wee discussion.
We may have, but I just saw. Kind of saw it.
When don't we have a Pee Wee discussion?
You're right. You're right.
Not as much as we should.
You're also right.
We should be talking about it pretty much all the time.
Incessantly.
But going with your whole thing of as far as Pee and Keel being black guys acting like white guys acting like black guys.
Pee and Keel?
Yeah, what he said.
You said P and Keel.
Oh, wow. I just
11:53 a.m.
Damn it.
Add yourself to the box list.
Dutch, you idiot. All right, hold on.
P and Keel are great.
P and Keel.
Yeah. They're my favorite of the colored comedians, P and Keel.
And under control.
I was watching the Comedy Central the other day, and this P and Keel came on.
Anyways, Key and Peel.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yes, yep. You got it.
Okay, good. Thank God. I lost all confidence. Ari Spears was I remember hearing him in like some sort of an interview not too long ago where he was just like, dude, they may as well just be like blackface minstrels at this point. Like, they're over the top delivery of that kind of shit is slightly embarrassing, I think is what he said.
Really?
Well, Ari Spears is butthurt because no one cared about him after Mad TV.
I think Ari Spears is more really upset because they were all on Mad TV and they're the only ones that made a career out of it. And you could say what you want, but their show was pretty popular, man. I mean, you know,
he probably had a problem with them back in the day when they were all on Mad TV.
I would actually beg to argue that Key and Peele are actually bridging the black humor versus white humor gap.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. By the way, all white people talking about this right now.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I am not. My last name's Lopez. I'll have you know. So technically not white.
My maiden name was Sarkeesian.
Yeah. If anything, you're the oppressing me. You're oppressing me.
No, I just transported you.
White privilege.
I didn't transport you.
White privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Maul says,
I need to check that.
Check it at the door, my friend. Maul says, people watch Mad TV. As a matter of fact, it's got...
Maul, how young are you?
Mad TV's coming back.
In a big, big way?
CW picked it up. It's coming back again with some of the original cast.
What do I can do? They're going to do the same sketches.
Obviously.
I was going to say, what's his face? Mike McDonald or Norm McDonald or what his name is?
I didn't.
Old McDonald?
Old McDonald.
Old McDonald had a farm. With that guy who did that character.
Yeah.
He was
the
best part.
The guy with
the
gigantic eyeballs.
And by the way, Mad TV, a lot of people didn't watch it, but Mad TV did have some really... Will Sasso's Mad Randy TV, Newman.
No.
Hilarious.
Will Sasso was still working, actually.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Will Sasso's on Shameless, right?
Yeah, he's on Shameless. Well, he's dead now, but he was on Shameless.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert, you dick fuck.
That was like months ago.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it at all. I haven't seen
it
at all.
What if I was going to binge it?
What if I...
Have you watched it, though?
No.
What if I wanted to?
Such a minor character. He was introduced
this season.
There you go.
Again, more spoilers. Thank you, Heil.
I just...
Whatever. I'm sorry. Just because he burned himself with a Molotov cocktail and died doesn't mean this is...
Bitch.
We started watching Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix. And... It's basically a Tina Fey show. She made it, and it feels a lot like 30 Rock, like the music and everything. It's pretty funny though. I'm digging it.
Me too.
Wasn't she one of the more like the minds behind 30 Rock or no?
Yeah, she was the producer,
Tina,
writer.
Yeah, she's a writer, exactly.
Okay.
So Tina Bray. Fuck, we're all fucking up today, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say what's going on. Happening? Did I infect you guys with my botulism?
Fucking mush mouth. Jesus Christ, I apologize.
No, you have to say it like that, otherwise it's...
I know you did it on purpose, but people might have been... That's why I was laughing.
But yeah, I'm liking the show because it's just a conglomerate of old 90s references, which is fantastic in my book.
What show?
The Unbreakable with Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
The new Netflix TV show that we were just talking
Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, okay. I thought we were still talking about their relaunch of Mad TV.
No. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is on Netflix. Tina Fey made it. And it's pretty funny.
Yeah, we just started watching it because we just finished Breaking Bad again.
I've seen it now, Breaking Bad, the whole thing through four times now. This is the fourth time I've seen the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Basically,
okay, yeah, I need to watch it again.
I'm watching it for the first time, and I need to get back into that again.
Basically, we only watch TV shows that have the word break or unbreak in them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
And we only eat Kit Kat bars.
Mm-hmm.
I actually kind of want to watch all of these seasons, wait till all of Better Call Saul's done, and then start watching Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Watch it in order, like starting with The Phantom Menace and going through Star Wars all weird.
That's the wrong way to
watch it. Oh, wait. Is Unbreakable with that hot redhead
from
The Office?
Ellie.
She's a cutie.
She is a cutie, but she's too likable for me.
Ellie Kemper.
Well, here's a premise of the
happy-go-lucky attitude on the Ellen show bothers me.
Here's the premise of the show. Her and four of the women are, for 15 years, they're in this cult underground where the guy fooled them into thinking the world ended. So they haven't learned anything since like the fucking 90s.
They have a middle school grade education.
So that's her basically finally getting out. The police got her out. It's her moving to New York. It's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, it's a complete ripoff of a Chuck Palahniuk book.
Is it?
No, I know which book you're talking about, but it's nothing like that because I've read the book. I've read the book, and this is nothing like that.
Well,
I'm not saying it's not, but the whole premise in general.
Survivor.
Survivor.
Survivor was really good, by the way. That would have been made a movie if it wasn't for 9/11, too.
Yeah, but Survivor didn't get confused with Siri mobile application on an iPhone.
Yeah, it's really funny. If you like 30 Rock, I think you'll like Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
It's way better to talk about being like in a cave in the last 10 years now, because so much technology has been developed in the last 10 years, you really are clueless.
When she grabs a great concept.
When she grabbed the phone and
looked, opposed to getting locked up in the 30s and then released in the 40s.
Nothing much changed.
It's the same. Nothing's happened. But it's when she looks at an iPhone, she goes, "Is this a Macintosh?" It was fucking. She called it a Macintosh.
Did you guys like the movie Blast from the Past with Brandon Fraser?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I remember. I liked that movie. That was great. That was really fucking funny.
I was all about Brandon Fraser in the 90s.
Everybody was. Brandon Fraser was huge in the 90s, and nobody gives a shit about him anymore.
Encino remember, Man still holds up.
George of the Jungle, he was super attractive.
Tom Cruise is remaking The Mummy. It's filming right now. This is 100% fact.
What the fuck?
Tom Cruise is remaking The Mummy.
Is he trying to appease Xenu again?
Right. Yeah. It's just one of those things that they just make up as they go with Tom Cabbage Patch. What's his name?
Sincavage. Dave Sincavage.
They're just making up things to get you to the higher level. Hey, you gotta remake my favorite movie.
Are people still talking about George the Jungle Scientology anymore? It seems like they kind of lost a lot of steam.
Well, no. There's actually funny you mentioned that, John. There. The amount of tax breaks that they're getting after that movie came out, there's a lot of senators and or congressmen that are pushing for a bill to make it so they're not tax exempt anymore.
Oh, thank God.
They shouldn't be considered a church. So. No.
Western Echo says Blast from the Past was Nathan Fillion's first appearance in a movie. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Fun fact.
Maul says the first two Mummy movies are classic. The first one, it was okay.
First one.
I would not call them classics. They're okay.
They were fun.
Rewatch them now, they don't hold up.
No?
Nah. I recently, they don't hold up.
They're why just, are you, what do you do with your
team?
They just don't hold up.
All right, sure.
I don't think I've seen either of the Mummy movies.
Is it your job just to rewatch everything old to tell us whether or not it holds up now?
Well, being a journalist and a movie reviewer, I have to compare things. I have to compare old things to new things to get a really good feel.
I'm surprised they haven't redone Goonies.
I don't want them to. Who cares? Here's another thing. I never really gave a shit about Goonies. It was all right.
Whoa.
I don't understand all the fucking. Yeah, I know. I don't know all the fucking fanfare. I'm not saying it was bad. I get why people like it, but
you know what? I'm gonna be with Royce on this one because I didn't see it until later in life. Mm-hmm. By that I mean years ago, a couple of years ago. Yeah, I'm serious. So, it was good.
I think we talked about it before. I mean, it's not that it's a bad movie. I never said it's a bad movie. And I get what people like it. And I've seen it a few times. And I saw it when I was younger. So, not like I saw it when I was older. I saw it when you were supposed to see it. And I was like, whatever. I think I was just more into Ace Ventura and shit like that. You know, that was more my kind of comedy. Or
Bumblebee Tuna.
Naked Gun. I used to love the Naked Gun movies when I was a kid. Leslie Nielsen.
That was always funny.
Dude. Those are still funny. Just that fucking physical comedy stuff.
Well, and just the silly. I mean, there would be no Family Guy if it wasn't for Naked Gun. As far as the repetitive humor or just the obvious or being serious type of shit. That's all Family Guy is Naked Gun type of shit.
Naked Gun, man, fucking some of the funny. I laugh so hard at that movie. I could rewatch it whenever.
Me too.
Just Leslie Nielsen in general. All the movies he did.
Leslie Nielsen was
great. Pink Panther, right?
No, that wasn't Leslie Nielsen. The Pink Panther was Martin.
Steve Martin.
Found him funny.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
No, don't. No.
The fact that he would redo that. Peter Sellers is fucking one of the.
And by the way, I like
comedy greats.
I used to love Steve Martin. I thought Steve Martin was fantastic. The Jerk is one of the best movies of all time.
Great.
I love it. And then at some point, he just. As a matter of fact, the most recent thing he was funny in, because we were talking about earlier, was 30 Rock. He was really funny in that.
Was he playing himself?
Kind of. He was, but he was kind of playing, a version of himself, but it was pretty good. But he's going back to doing stand-up. He hadn't done stand-up for 20 years, and then Seinfeld.
What?
Yeah. Steve Martin
really?
Hadn't done stand-up.
That's something I would actually pay to see.
Steve Martin hadn't done stand-up in 20 years, and I think he's really good friends with Jerry Seinfeld. And Jerry Seinfeld told him, you have to do stand-up again. So Jerry Seinfeld let Steve Martin do 5 minutes before a thing. Now he's all into it and wants to do stand-up again.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. Like guys who were like
He looks like Val Kilmer now.
The ones who initially
look at Brendan Fraser now.
Brendan Fraser did not hold up.
I don't mean to derail it, but this fucking took me by surprise.
Look at the GIF Marie posted just before that photo and then now.
Yeah, that lady really loved grabbing his butt.
From George of the Jungle to 2016. Ooh.
He expanded.
Moss says more like Brendan Fatter.
There you go.
Poor guy.
It's like when you put one of those things, like you know, those little like gel things in the water, and they expand and grow.
Brendan Fraser looks like a fucking lesbian PE coach now. Like,
yeah, he does.
Right,
right.
Like he looks like
girls. Girls, the line.
Exactly. Wow, wow, and Jesus Christ! I didn't realize what a big forehead he had.
Yeah.
That's not
big forehead. He's losing his hair.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's
losing his hair bad.
Do you think he eats a tub of ice cream while watching Encino Man, just like crying and like
you know what it is? I think it is. I really think it's that sweater he's wearing.
You think?
No one would look fit in that fucking light blue woman Hillary Clinton blouse sweater.
You know who would? John motherfucking Hamm.
Oh, John Hamm would pull off a sweater.
And because of that big thick cock of his.
Aside from John Hamm, no one else would look good in that fucking weirdo
sweater.
Yeah, but
here's another picture.
Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers would do it.
Yeah. Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. He does look like he got some plugs. That is true. Let me zoom in. I have to zoom in. Hold on.
They don't they?
Yeah,
those are plugs, dude. Oh,
there you go, Maul.
All right, he's clearly caring for two.
He looks like me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's so sad.
Yeah, Buster Neko goes, yeah, the sweater's why his face looks like old Brando.
That's a good line.
Very funny.
Wow, he is not doing well. When did this happen? I did not know that this was happening.
Yeah, for those of you who aren't listening or watching in the chat room live, our listeners are dumping.
Oh, no. Whoa, look at his
dumping
hair.
Nothing but the worst pictures of fucking poor hot Brandon Fraser, who's losing his hair and has a big old belly gut.
Did he get cancer?
No, he's just kind of old, man.
Yeah.
Age
is a motherfucker.
Oof, what movie is that in?
That's in Photoshop.
No, that's him.
No.
No, that's him.
I think that was him.
Dwayne?
The defendant?
Yeah, it's him basically, for those not listening, watching the video, it's him wearing a shirt that's just showing his belly.
Okay, well, if he did that as a joke, then he's poking fun of himself. Then he's
I respect that. No, I'm not saying he might be hilarious. He might be really a cool dude. But my point is, appearance wise,
he was so hot back in the day, though.
Does he have a lazy eye too? Make Jesus Christ!
Yeah, he does.
Brendan Fraser's falling apart.
Why are we ripping Brendan Fraser?
I don't want to. I don't want to at all.
Oh my God.
He's doing it to himself.
Poor Why Encino don't
we,
man.
He obsessed on the weirdest.
Poor Encino man. He did. Oh,
I can't unsee this.
We missed. But fuck, I see, that's my problem. I never pay attention to the YouTube chat. Someone said Steve Harvey was another famous mustache.
Oh, shit. Steve Harvey.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know it's really late to say that, but.
But here we go. Just to recap, you tell me if Steve Harvey takes any of the top five.
Let's do it.
Number one is Sam Elliott.
Mm-hmm. No.
Number two, Tom Selleck.
Okay.
Number three, Alex Trebek. Number four, Burt Reynolds. Number five, Ditka.
No, I still don't think he makes it. Okay, no, still no.
Doesn't
still
make
no.
it.
Still no.
Sorry. No. Those are the best mustaches of all time. But that's a good one, though.
It is a real good one.
That's a great
it's
one.
Pretty much, Damn. It's pretty much most of his face.
Yeah, between him and Ditka, that's a good toss-up. So we'll let you guys argue that one amongst yourselves while we get out of here. Shit. We should have Steve Harvey on this. Yeah, Royce, why are you better?
I am better than you because I know Puerto Rican Elvis.
Marie?
I'm better because I realized George of the Jungle is now fatty Brendan Fraser.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, Johnny Cakes.
I'm better than you because I can dance anything Rihanna sings.
There it is.
Sherry.
I am better than you because I paint appliances.
Bitch.
I hate you.
You just stole bitches.
Mitch.
We're made for each other.
Well, okay. I am better than you because I can stay awake during the show.
Ooh. She's wrapped up like a little fucking little Sherry burrito right now.
She didn't say anything for the past half hour because she was sleeping.
The second half of the show.
She was fucking sleeping.
You fell asleep in that chair?
I was so tired.
You bitch. Ugh. Anyway,
Dutch, why are you better?
Because I kept this little alive.
Oh, yay.
He's like a teddy bear. And holding him.
You win.
He decided to.
That was fun. All right, guys.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Anything else to plug, you guys?
No, just Hippo Juice tomorrow.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. That's right. Game of Thrones show is back. Episode 1 and 2 are up for download. Dutch, you're welcome to join us whenever you'd like.
When is it again?
Monday nights.
Monday nights.
Mondays at 10.
Monday nights. Okay.
Eastern.
10 o'clock our time.
Here's the thing. I haven't watched the first 2 episodes just yet.
Well, that's okay. Now you can watch them now.
Exactly. So, Happy Juice tomorrow. Anything else?
I think that's it, man.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Roy. See you.